Hey everybody, welcome to another episode. I am Michael Petro, and on the show this week, you have got a rotating cast of, first of all, it's a two-part episode. What's on these episodes, you ask? Well, let me tell you. Jimmy thought it was about damn time, thanks Lizzo, for us to tackle some reality television. He's a Big Brother fan. I'm a huge Survivor fan, so we met in the middle and just picked what I liked, Survivor, and decided, inspired by, actually, the Dead Meat podcast. Shout out to the Dead Meat crew. They did a Survivor-based episode with horror characters, and they did the full season on one episode. We, unfortunately, had to do it in two because we all fucking love to talk too much. So the next two episodes are us doing our version of Survivor, masturbating Survivor, if you will. So you've got 17 episodes of television. You've got immunity challenges, reward challenges, game-changing ideas from the last 20 years of Survivor we've inserted into this. And instead of doing a genre-based episode, we're just saying pick your favorite five characters, bring them to the party, and let's see who survives the island. So the tribe has spoken, so to speak, here on The Real Debaters, and we hope you enjoy this episode. I just need to preface by saying I fucked up on part two. I did not press record. I pressed mute. So unfortunately, Martin doesn't come in on this one. And Charles is a little hard to hear. So your listening woes are all my fault this week. Blame me. The guys brought their A games and I let the team down. So I've taped over those buttons to never have to put you through this again. Because when we go to say, hey, Martin, what do you think? There's nothing fucking there. So, yeah, that's who's on the show. That's what's on the show. Apologies a thousand times over. Dipshit podcaster over here just fat fingered it. So what else do I have to tell you? Yeah, we're doing a thing. August 5th, that's tomorrow. We're going to be at Movies in the Park at Assiniboine Park in Winnipeg, Manitoba. 6:45, we're going to be commenting on Sing 2, which I've never seen, so this will be fun. And then at 9:45, we'll be sitting there talking live podcasting from the park. We can figure it out. We've got electricity. We'll be doing The Eternals. So if you see us, there's going to be an open mic. You want to come over and share your feelings on the films? Feel free to sit down. You just want to come and say hello and you know us? Come on over. Hang out. Emily, Jimmy, and myself will be there. We'll be there all night. Look for the big table with the big banner that says Real Debaters on it. Come over. We're friendly. We swear. So that's it. That's all I got for you this week, ladies and gentlemen. So I'll shut up. I'll cue that reel. And you enjoy the show.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody, to the official space section of the charter.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Sir, you're out of order.
Out of order? I show you out of order!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode. Welcome back to the Real Debaters podcast. Welcome to where real life meets real life. I am Michael Petro.
This week I felt like one of those little bastards from Stranger Things because I rode my bike here. I had a backpack on and there's some D&D dice in there.
What's up, 11?
Except I didn't grow up to be ugly.
Which one are you referring to?
That little fucker with no teeth.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Skinner's in the building and in Vancouver.
I am Ian Malcolm asking the question, are we going to see any dinosaurs on this dinosaur trip?
Must go fast.
I just saw the new Jurassic Park movie last night, and there were not a lot of dinosaurs.
Really?
Not as many as I thought. Not as many as usual.
Like, if they're roaming free, you'd think you would see dinosaurs.
They didn't really focus on the dinosaurs in this one.
Well, if the plot is the dinosaurs have now, like, taken over the planet, like, you know, yesteryear, you would think that that would be the main point in the story.
No.
But I hear the main point in the story is just waiting for more Ian Malcolm chest. Did that happen at all?
You do see some Ian they do reference it.
Wow.
They do reference it.
Wow, that's like, do they reference it within dialogue or do they reference it within just like he's in a bathroom shot and he looks at his chest and he remembers?
No, they point to it. They point
oh
it
of course
God.
Would you say what was I gonna ask? Would you say that like the nostalgia is worth going to see it either way?
I mean, I'd still see it. It's supposed to be the last one, so I'd still go see it for the nostalgia factor.
Okay, then I'm in. I mean, I wasn't not going to go see it, but
yeah, I would have. You know, there's a priority of stuff you need to see still. Like, if you want to,
I got to see Top Gun.
Top Gun, I see Top Gun first.
I got to see Top Gun.
Yeah.
I just want to do the Miles Teller beach volleyball dance that he does. If I could get really good at that, wow.
Dude, I'm telling you right now that I have
look out Netflix.
Work it out, Jimmy.
I have no problems learning that dance with you and putting it on the TikTok if you want.
We'll go to the beach. We'll play some beach volleyball.
Yeah, like
but it won't be that song. It'll be the original hanging with the boys with Kenny Loggins. That's what Jamie will be dancing in the background.
Yeah. No, 100%. And I will, I promise I will take my shirt off.
Yep.
And I promise we will do a skeleton cam version of it where it goes really slow like Jackass.
I think we go to the nude beach, personally.
I think you're pushing your luck.
Yeah, nobody wants to play naked beach volleyball.
No, I don't. Has that ever been a thing? Like, could you even pay-per-view that when we were kids?
Oh, yeah.
Be sure to bump front to front in the nude beach as well, like chest bump front to front.
Front to front.
What's worse, front to back or front to front?
How do you even chest to back bump? Do a back run?
It's called doggy style.
I see.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. That's who's on the show for you this week. And a quick review of Jurassic Park Dominion. We are going to skip our normal programming for you this week because for the last couple weeks, Jimmy has been working on an idea, and we finally figured it out this past couple days.
We stole an idea.
We've been trying to figure out how to not copy it is what we've been trying.
But I think they took it from someone else as well. So it's all just it's like the Carlton dance.
Tell us where this idea first came from, Jimmy, because I can't remember the name of the
Dead Meat podcast.
Shout out to the Dead Meat podcast.
Well, they're great.
What was the episode?
An episode of Survivor. With 20 characters, but they did a horror-based episode, and they talked about whether or not these horror characters would do good at Survivor, and they did challenges, and they talked through these challenges, and that's basically what we're going to do today with these characters. But we didn't go horror. We went everywhere. Movies, TVs, all of it.
I'm a fat kid, ladies and gentlemen.
Workout videos.
I'm like, one rule, we got to include everybody in this then.
Everybody's in.
So, first of all, again, thank you, Dead Meat Podcast. They're a horror podcast, right, Jimmy?
Yes, they are. Primarily horror,
and they're a very good podcast. Jimmy sent me the episode because I was like, if we're going to do this, we should pay some respect to the people who did it before us. So we're going to take torch and run with it, as he said.
Well, and how they did it was just perfect. Like, they managed to cut it down to one full episode, not too long.
Yeah, and we're going to try to do that as well too. But we all know how we go here. Sometimes we're a little long in the tooth, so we'll see what happens. But we've got a throwback to the easiest way to do Survivor. We're not doing the newer versions of it because there's been some iterations and some changes over the times that, I mean, we could get really in the weeds.
There's like 40 seasons.
Yeah, right?
It's been on for like 20 years. Like, we can't.
We don't have the time. But what we do have is the fucking characters for you. So to save all of you waiting for us to pick out, we have our teams figured out
so
far. We split them up pre-show. So we have team number one, the Pink Ladies, inspired by Andy Dufresne, who was the first draw on that team. We're calling it that because that was the name of the crew of guys who used to do unsavory things to Andy in the shower.
We're not sure if that's the name.
That's
Greece. That wasn't. Let's just go with it. I think that's from Greece, though.
We're, yeah. Pink Ladies from Greece. We said Google it, but nobody did. So we're just going to say that it's the Pink Ladies. And if it's from Greece, well, you know,
that'd
hunko
be
hunko.
Much more horrible, I think.
I think so. Where's Rizzo? And then team number two we have for you this week is Project Mayhem, because we drew Tyler Durden first.
Yeah.
And to give you an idea of who we're playing with, I'll announce team number one here. So Pink Ladies are running from Andy Dufresne, running with Andy Dufresne, Richard Simmons from Sweating to the Oldies.
And just life in general.
Yeah. You want some Richard Simmons in
just
your
life. Just an actual real person.
He's going to do morning yoga with everybody. I know it. We've also got Happy Gilmore, Cameron from Ferris Bueller, Ellen Ripley from the Alien series, Furiosa from Mad Max, Paul Schmecker from Boondock Saints, Hit Girl from
Kick-Ass,
Sergeant Osiris from Tropic Thunder, and Laura Croft from the Laura Croft Tomb Raider series on the Pink Ladies.
Sorry, Mike, that's Kirk Lazarus playing Sergeant Osiris.
My bad. My bad. Yes. I'm a little lost in the method on that one, Jimmy.
He is method acting on Survivor.
Read us the second list, Jimmy.
So on Project Mayhem, we have Tyler Durden, George Bailey from It's a Wonderful Life, Monica Geller from Friends, Colleen Rafferty from that SNL sketch where Kate McKinnon is abducted by aliens.
Bad monocers.
Does that say Travis Berger? I'm having trouble reading my...
hang on, let me see.
I think that says Travis Berger.
Oh, that's Ferris Bueller.
Ferris Bueller.
Ferris Bueller from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Opposite of Cameron, which was great in the draw.
And then the bride from Kill Bill.
Did you miss Nurse Ratched?
She's
on
there.
Sorry,
she's on
I thought I said Nurse Ratched. Sorry, I must have skipped it. Nurse Ratched is also on the team. Yeah. The Bride from Kill Bill, Arnold from Last Action Heroes, Jack Slater, of course, Ace Ventura, and then Mr. Bean. A lot of wackiness on this team.
No shit.
A lot of wacky antics.
So
Project Mayhem.
It's a good name, isn't it?
There we go. It's a good name for them. They're going
to
fuck shit up. And then when they get something or do something, they're going to show up at a tribe and be like, we can't talk about it.
The other tribe is a lot more serious, I think.
Yeah, there's a good split here of wacky.
One team has Furiosa. The other team has Mr. Bean.
Ellen Ripley and Furiosa.
Oh,
very serious squad.
So how we're going to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Strong women, meek men.
So how we're going to do this week for you, ladies and gentlemen, we're skipping the What You Watched all together because we want to get 17 days of Survivor into one episode. So it's right into the
and
fucking
And we all
game.
Just watch The Boys anyways.
Exactly. The Boys and Obi-Wan.
It's great. Whatever.
Yeah. Fucking the swords and Darth
You're
Vader.
Watching it too. So we're
yeah,
good.
We'll talk about it in a couple of weeks. So to get right into it, how the rules are going to be played out here, we're going to roll for reward. We're going to roll a D20. Or D2 or whatever the fuck they are, because I'm new.
D20. So a two-sided dice, Michael? You mean a coin?
I'm new to the rules of D&D since I was a young lad.
Uncultured.
I think they just let me play my own game because I never really understood it. So whatever D&D I know, I'm sure is nowhere near.
He was just flipping a coin.
Connect Four by himself.
That's what I'm not kidding.
You were playing D&D.
It has snakes and ladders, right? So we're going to roll to decide who gets the reward after the challenge. We're going to roll to decide who gets immunity after the challenge. And then we're going to argue like we do here for who's going home at tribal, correct, Jimmy?
Yeah, exactly. Like all the things that are on the show, like finding an immunity idol, what have you, are usually random events. So
yes.
Those are the things that will be randomly decided through dice roll. And then all group decisions and tribe decisions will be decided by us.
We are their proxies.
We will be playing the characters in that,
yeah.
in that sense.
Oh, good lord.
Well,
impressions allowed,
how would this character think? Possibly. We'll see how you behave.
All right. So if you're a fan of Survivor, we hope we do you a solid. If you're a fan of the Dead Meat podcast, we hope we do you a solid.
If you're not a fan of Survivor,
then listen to last week's episode.
Yeah.
I want to dedicate this to Marianne, the winner of this year's Survivor. She came from the back of the pack and proved that happy-go-lucky spirit that she has actually...
Just got her all the way to the end.
It got her all the way to the end, and that she was a sleeper, so shout out to Marianne for that. We're also going to do at the end the Sia player of the game, as if we were Sia, because I remember, Jimmy, you didn't know that Sia is a huge Survivor fan, and... gave Ty one season, the Chinese prisoner survivor, gave him $100,000 just because she loved the guy. So we'll do
We will also do that for everyone's
we'll
favorite
do that
character.
For Sia and hope she listens and spreads the word about the episode. All right, so if you've never watched Survivor, the first day on the show, tribes are picked. Jeff shows up, welcomes everybody. They're all in fucking their civvies, whatever they were wearing.
Jeff Probst is still hosting our version.
We weren't going to fuck her.
We just picked Jeff Probst.
You can't.
Made the most sense.
Right? Like, no. I've watched the Australian version. You
if
cannot.
If you were dead, I'd pick hologram Jeff Probst. Like, that's
you get
that's
it.
That's
right.
Why else? Yeah.
Program the man. Use the same software they use for Val Kilmer's voice and Top Gun.
Are we
going to
get
and,
Ross Matthews?
Yeah.
That's not...
Drew Carey? So the first day on Survivor, the teams have been decided. We've already done that for you as a way to save time on the show, as mentioned. So the first day is shelter building and fire. Those are the two things that they're really going for.
Right.
And our reward challenge will be Flint when we get there. There will be no tribal. There will be a tribal, but
yeah,
there's
there
no
tribal.
Immunity, right?
Yeah.
So we just decide based on
the challenge.
The challenge, really. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
So let's go over what challenge are we doing this week.
So the first challenge we're doing is called A Bit Dingy. A Bit Dingy, eh? And this challenge, let me bring it up here. Thank you, Survivor Wiki fandom.
Yeah,
A Bit Dingy is a reoccurring challenge originated on Survivor Edge of Extinction. The rules are, at one at a time, members of each tribe must swim out to a ramp with any two members, where any two members must individually dive to release two buoy puzzle pieces. Everything on Survivor is always a puzzle, guys, just so you know. Once they have their puzzle pieces, they must pull a pontoon to a platform where they must use the two pieces they collected and another two pieces on the platform to build a buoy pyramid puzzle. The first person to solve their puzzle and get back to the island wins.
Well, this just screams Lara Croft, doesn't it?
Yeah, this is Team One all the way. Like, you got Lara Croft and Hit Girl. Two people who are very athletic.
Do you think, Mike, is there anyone? Ripley. Yeah, exactly. Do you think there's anyone on Team Two who would put up a fight in this?
Monica Geller?
Just Monica.
You know what? Yeah, first that you took the
word. The bride?
No, not the bride. I mean, she's got concussion syndrome. I don't want to talk about that yet.
This is like after she beats, cuts up the head of what's her name, Lucy Liu.
Right, but does she have puzzle skills?
Yeah, I feel with the coma,
she doesn't need the puzzle skills if someone else has them on the team.
I mean, athletics wise, she's the one to swim.
Lara Croft can do literally all of this.
She can.
Lara Croft.
Yeah. No, I would say Monica on Project Mayhem only because she's so competitive.
Yeah.
She just does.
Yeah, like,
that was the reason I picked her. I went to friends and I was like, okay, Monica will play ping pong sick as a dog with her hair frizzy in the Caribbean and just go until
win.
And win.
Jack Slater can swim. I mean, he's pretty shredded.
That's true.
Schrader, yeah, Schrader can swim. Furiosa also leading the pack on that one. Like
Ace Ventura Puzzle. I mean, he's a detective.
He's
right?
A pet detective.
Yeah, but I feel
he can still figure shit out.
Motherfucker's gonna be distracted by the first dolphin he sees, and he's gonna be like, "Do you know it's a dolphin? Are you friends with him? Does he call you Tom?" Like,
I think
this is a team one.
Cameron's the only dead weight.
Well, and he doesn't, like, he might have puzzle skills. Like, he's not an idiot.
He's not. Well, I know he's not an idiot. He's the brains behind, like.
Exactly.
Ferris is the balls. Cameron is the brains, right?
Yeah.
He was like, this is a bad idea
to
take this
car. He doesn't
have
to take the lead on this team. There's so many confident, strong people who can take the lead
on
this team. Cameron doesn't have to.
Cameron is going to go with Nurse Ratchet. That's who's going to be picking on him.
Well, yeah. That's great. They'll have a great relationship. They'll probably float through together, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see them getting voted off because there's no reason to.
They'll just be in the background doing counseling.
Yeah. He needs it.
Andy Dufresne's just going to dig a tunnel back and fuck everybody. It's going to go through the shit to get there. Okay, yeah, you know what?
I think this is a team one win.
Okay, let's just review team two before we give it away here. So on Project Mayhem, we're eliminating Durden from doing anything.
He's not even real.
Oh, yeah. I feel that's not an allowed argument.
Without Ed Norton, he's not there.
That's very true. I should have picked Ed Norton, and then I would have got a sleeper Tyler Durden.
Oh, that would have been great if Tyler Durden was on the other team, but the team's just one man.
George Bailey, I mean, unless it's
he wanted to travel, but he never really got to it.
Well, he cares about his family
more than
anything, right? Miss Rafferty.
I could see him being the glue
Guys,
that keeps people together.
Miss
she can
Rafferty,
do a lot.
She can put up with a ton of fucking shit. She can be the old crotchety lady in the background with the stories, okay? I mean, I know that doesn't help with
could pull this off.
But I don't know. Ferris, the bride, Jack Slater from Last
Jack
Action
Slater
Hero.
Might be able to do it.
You've got an Arnold Schwarzenegger character.
He can do anything that the writers write for him, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like Superman if you think about it.
That's very true. He could be a sleeper
for the show.
The
writers are writing this challenge, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
He can literally do anything.
Now,
there's always a guy in there.
Mr. Bean, do we think?
Mr. Bean stumbles forward. He fails upward.
He fails into a turkey.
He'll accidentally fall backwards into that last puzzle piece.
Yeah, that's right.
But it'll be too late because their team two is good. It's not gonna be a blowout.
Yeah,
it's gonna be team one's gonna get it. You know,
that's the only sound that will come from him the entire series.
This is a team one win.
Okay, all right. Now to throw it to chance. Obviously, I think we all agree that we want team one, but we do have to roll because it is a reward challenge.
Really? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
I think this is just an obvious. If we roll, then it kind of But I guess
it's the purpose.
Yeah. Then what's the point of the argument?
Well, the point of the argument is to leave the chance to see, even though we've argued, let's see what happens. Or do we, this is early years of the show here, guys. We can make our decision right now. I just know we decided on rolling because rolling left it to
chance. I don't think this is random, and they didn't do it random in Dead Meat either.
Okay.
Yeah,
they were
random.
Like, this team would
this.
Win.
Okay, sure. Then
yeah,
I agree.
I think this is a team one win.
Team
no
one
doubt.
Wins. All right, so team two goes to tribal that night.
They
there
do.
Is no immunity.
What does team one win?
Team one wins Flint.
Okay, so they win fire-making equipment. Good for them.
Which, like...
Lara Croft is already able to do any of that.
She could have done it without the equipment. This team's
She would have made one of those friction-based fire things that everybody like the worst way to make fire. She would have pulled it out. No, she would have pulled out some sort of artifact and like called upon the Egyptians, and they would have like shot down fire for her.
She can do it,
circumventing the rules of the show. Okay, so team one gets Flint. The pink ladies go back to camp. Team two is going to go to tribal. But before we get there, we should talk about how they're going to build their camps. Who's going to be the better camp builder here? Because
this is A again. Like, is there a, who's
on? I think
on,
it's team one. Team one.
You think it's team
one
again?
Do you see anyone on B who's like got solid camping abilities or who has even?
I would say the bride before? Maybe because she probably had some survival training.
Yeah,
but
that's
she
a good
has
point.
Survived being buried alive.
You're right.
She
that's
has survived
point.
Walking through the woods. But is that
Sarah probably because he's in nature and shit, right?
He's a pet detective.
But he went in part two. He went to Africa and he was in nature and stuff. And he survived
just,
that.
I feel like everyone's gonna get really pissed off when they spend oh, yeah. very fast.
He's
so let
gonna
me just say the characters I picked because I want the most shit shows, and that's why I pick all these characters.
Like him,
you never, you're not gonna remember who won season. Africa season one of Survivor, but I'm always gonna remember the dude who fell into the fire. Like that's the shit show. I want to know that shit.
The
show.
Naked man. Yeah.
Yeah, the naked man.
Yeah,
I know
Richard Hatch.
Only, Richard Hatch, the naked.
Do we
guy.
Have anyone here who would end up being naked guy?
Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura. It would be Ace Ventura.
It'd be Kirk Lazarus.
You think so?
I think it would be Kirk Lazarus.
He's not
Kirk Lazarus. He's Sergeant Osiris.
You're right.
Are you gonna change he's this every Kirk time Kirk. I say this?
He's playing a role. He's method
yeah,
acting
playing a
on
role.
Survivor.
Okay. I feel Sergeant Osiris during the Vietnam War would have no problems walking around
You're
in
right.
the buck.
He could make a tent also.
Yeah.
Like
Paul Schmecker.
He could pitch a tent.
Paul Schmecker, Boondock Saints, he's totally fine being nude.
But do you think he can? Do you think he has survival skills outdoors?
I think so. At FBI Quantico training, yeah. They probably had to do some sort of survival training.
You're right.
They have to know orienteering and outdoors and all that shit.
So
like the
Hit
basics.
Girl can build a tent, probably, right? I think Hit Girl could build a tent.
Cameron,
They're more than capable.
Cameron,
I think both teams would be fine.
What's Cameron doing though? I feel Cameron's the dead weight when it comes to shelter. He's going to be sitting there like worried to fuck his dad's going to yell at him for making the wrong decision
to
go on the show.
He might be going home this week.
You think he's? I mean,
but he's not getting voted. He's not getting voted. He's not voted.
Oh, you're right.
He's on
team one. He's safe.
Yeah.
On team
we're
one.
Just talking. Yeah, yeah, he's safe.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're just going over shelter building right now. So
I think, honestly, both teams seem fine.
Yeah. I think Nurse Ratched would keep everybody in line. You've got what you've got at shelter building is you've got a bunch of people who don't know each other and have different work ethics.
True.
And with a Nurse Ratched in the background being like, okay,
here's what you need to do.
Bobby, Billy, whoever his name was, you need to do this. You need, like, she was very, she kept the floor in line in One Flew Over, right? So,
yeah, but does Nurse Ratched know how to build shit?
No,
she may know how to run a floor. But
yeah,
like,
I think Michael's saying she doesn't need to because she can draw the room in to make them do things that she wants them to do.
Yeah, and like Jack
until
Arnold
they
Schwartz,
snap.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's gonna be carrying around like large trees, right?
He's good.
He's gonna be a comp beast.
He's the muscle. He's the muscle.
Mr. Bean,
absolute comp beast.
I think Mr. Bean will be in the background so much. Unless he does something really bad that no one's going to notice he's even there.
Right, exactly. He
him.
Could do something so horrible, but that he's so quiet and not noticeable, he'll just hide it, like put a piece of gum over it, and it's fine.
Yeah, like the dipshit that he is.
Yeah.
The failing idiot, people will just not.
Oh, it couldn't be that guy.
Yeah, and like you want a guy like that to go to the end with you.
Yeah.
Because he's done sweet fuck all the entire show. Excuse me, sorry.
Okay,
Mountain
so
Dew.
Camps. What are we talking about, camps?
Well, basically,
I think they all have good, decent camps, like basic camps.
Yeah.
Nothing too fancy. I think the fancy, if there's supposed to be a fancy camp, I think Laura Croft would be the one to build it. Like Team One would have the better camp for sure.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you've got
just,
Cameron.
There's more skill sets. There's more skill sets in Team One.
Cameron came from a nice home. Happy Gilmore's got some money. Andy Dufresne knows how to hide.
But they don't
money.
Have any of that stuff.
No, they I know
don't
they don't. But what I'm saying to your point of like. The more nicer camp, you've got people on this team who like the finer things in life more versus Project Mayhem, which I feel is just going to be like a tarp
Very
and some logs.
Different, yeah.
You know what I mean? You'll have the Hollywood Hills version of a camp, and then you'll have
Skid
Row
spots.
Version
I see
of camp.
A water wheel in Camp One.
You're absolutely right.
All this ancient
like
fucking
Robinson
architecture.
House, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I see.
Totally. Totally. And then I see a garbage bin for Team 2.
Yeah.
Right? With a big happy face from Project Mayhem on it. All right. So, all right. We've got day one down. Now we're going to tribal.
Who's going home?
Project Mayhem's going to tribal. So Tyler Durden's walking in with George, Monica, Miss Rafferty, Nurse Ratched, Ferris Bueller, the bride, Jack Slater, Ace, and Mr. Bean.
So when you're watching someone get eliminated first week, how do they usually vote? Is it just who is most dead weight?
Whoever's the strongest. They usually vote the strongest, too, sometimes.
It becomes first day is, I don't know you, so I'm just basing it on the results of what you did during the challenge.
Okay.
And as well, the 3 days we've spent together so far.
Okay.
So it's very judgmental at this point. So let's go around the room for this one, just to kind of get everybody's opinion, and then we'll
should
go.
Should we say who we think each person would vote for?
I think, yeah, we should. And then,
so let's start right at the top. Who do we think Tyler Durden would vote for?
I think.
I don't know if he'd get a vote because he's not there.
He's not actually there.
That's why I think people would vote for him, because you're like, well, this guy's not on our team, so he's not actually here, so we have to vote for Tyler Durden. So we
that's
can get
really
rid of
funny.
It's like a free immunity. It's a free immunity. He's
that's
not
true.
There anyways.
It is like nobody. Nobody gets.
We didn't
okay.
even see him all day.
Okay, so Martin thinks Tyler Durden. Okay, all right. What do you think?
That was pretty damn convincing, because I was going to say Bean, but at least he's there.
Bean is there for comedic effect. You're on an island. You want someone to laugh at, and him getting into dumb shit, definitely
pretty
a keeper.
Great. It's entertaining. The producers will want to keep him around.
If we are going with canon, which we try to do as much here at The Real Debaters, ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to the show, you know that, quote unquote. But yes, Tyler Durden is an invisible character. He is only there based on Edward Norton showing up, right? Edward Norton's jerking off in the soup. It's not really Tyler, right? Nope. Edward Norton's putting porno in the movie. It's not really Tyler. So I can't really argue it either. So to make this one easy, simple, bada bing, bada boom.
Tyler Durden's out.
The guy who was never there is going home.
That's a good one. The guy who's never there going home.
That's what Jeff Probst said.
Yep. That's a good Jeff Probst line.
Put out your torch and leave, and then no one puts out the torch
the
and
torch
leave.
Torch just stays for it.
I'll just put it out.
This isn't the JFK torch, guys. This thing needs to go out.
No, it's just like, and then he's like, who are you going to vote for? And then Jeff Probst announced each of the team names, and then Tyler Durden, and then there's just a blank seat. And then I was like, where's Tyler? He didn't even show up. Oh, it's a free immunity. Everyone's safe. Why wouldn't you vote for the guy?
Yeah, why would
like
you vote
there?
For anyone else? That makes complete sense.
All right, so day two. We're going to have a reward challenge.
Sorry, moving on.
Moving. Yeah. It's a great way to start, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you got to pick the guy. It's, and everybody gets along on that. They don't fight. They haven't met him. They have no personal interest in him. He's only shown up never. So we're fine. All right. So day two, we're going to have a reward challenge. We're going to have an immunity challenge. And we're going to have another tribal reward. Simple fishing gear kit.
All right.
Something to go down to the shallows, get your octopus, get your red snapper.
Team 2 needs that, boys. Team 2 needs that bad.
Team 2 desperately needs
team
it.
Team 1 doesn't need it. Lara Croft is the fishing gear herself.
She's already got fish.
She takes those Glocks, goes swimming. They come back full of holes, but at least there's some meat. All right. So reward challenge we're going to do first, which is called Angry Chair.
Okay.
Do you remember this one, Jimmy?
I don't.
All right, so Angry Chair was birthed in Survivor, Millennials versus Gen X. One person from each tribe or team will race through a series of obstacles to a chair. The rest of the tribe or team will then lift the chair, allowing the person to retrieve 10 numbered bags. So it's like a...
You have to hold them up while they're grabbing.
Yeah, it's like a Jewish wedding.
Yeah.
Right? Then once they have collected the 10 bags, the next person will go. Screw up. I don't want to look at Dante Culpepper. He was the guy who won the challenge.
Good for him.
Great
quarterback.
He did really good that season. Once they've collected the 10 bags, the next person will go retrieving the next 10 bags and so on. Once all 30 bags, so we need 30 bags collected.
So three people are running, right?
Three people are being hoisted in chairs.
You need strong people.
So you need strong people to do this. This is a physical challenge. Once all 30 have been collected, the tribe or team must use the 30 letters to solve a word puzzle.
Okay.
The word puzzle will be Fight Club. For example, the first tribe or team to complete this wins. Pretty simple, right?
So who do we think has a lot of strong people that can hold up this person on a chair?
Well, we lost the strength of Tyler Durden. So
light person goes on chair. Usually,
light person goes on chair. I would feel
like you want light girl. Fast person. Light fast person.
Hit girl.
Hit girl.
Hit girl.
Sure.
I think first team, hit girl, Laura Croft and Ellen Ripley.
Yeah.
Goes on chairs.
Ellen's got some no meat on her bones because of being trapped in space for
she's
you
still
know,
like
eons.
Athletic. She's still fit.
Yeah, yeah. You know? She loads cargo with that robotic suit. You gotta. Yeah. You need.
I would have substituted Richard Simmons for one of those.
Very fit.
I know it's gonna be those three girls for sure. Those three women.
So. He'll be in the front leading the pack. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. Let's do this exercise, everyone. Okay. Yeah, I like that. Now, who's the light asses on team two? Who we're gonna lift?
Bride
right?
for sure.
Bride Monica.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can Monica run?
Well, I think Monica can be lifted. I don't know if she can run. In fact, I think
that's
I saw
what we need. You want someone fast because you have to race through an obstacle course, right?
Yeah, and if she's friends with Phoebe and Phoebe doesn't know how to run at all, so I don't think
I'd
Monica.
Ace Ventura.
You want to put Ace Ventura on a chair?
Bean's pretty small.
Yeah, Ferris
can Bean, can Bean finish an obstacle course?
Ferris can.
Ferris is a high schooler.
Yeah, let's do Ferris. Ferris
we saw him run.
Bride.
He beat his dad home.
That's
true. Ferris the Bride and Ace Ventura?
Or Monica.
Or Monica.
Jim Carrey's a pretty big guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go Monica, Ferris, Bride.
All right.
Versus Ellen, Hit Girl, Lara Croft. All right. Who's lifting? Like George.
Oh, Last Action Hero for sure.
Yeah. Who's got Jack lifting. Slater? Is that Team B?
That's Project
Wait, who,
Mayhem.
How many people have to lift, Michael?
Well, because we should have done this earlier, one team is down a person, so somebody should have sat out from Team 1.
Okay, well, I'll roll. Hold on.
So this might change our argument.
No, we can just pick. I'm pretty sure you just pick.
The team picks.
Sitting out for
okay.
Team 1.
Okay, yeah, Cameron will sit out and cry
that's,
about
that's
his
That's definitely who they would pick.
Because the team picks, right? That's who would pick. Cameron's sitting out for Team 1.
And then who's, so there we go. So now we're even, right? And then for strength to lift these people.
Action Hero can do it by himself. Jack
totally.
Slater's got, like if he's, who's, he's on Team B with?
He's with Monica.
George Bailey.
George Bailey.
Colin Rafferty.
Yeah, and I mean, Bailey's tall and so is Schwarzenegger, Jack Slater, so they could both lift really high, right?
Yeah.
Get that over and done with.
So two people are lifting one person all the time?
Basically, one person is being lifted with the group, and then they change to the next group of pieces.
Okay, so that everyone else is lifting, the three people are running.
So who do we think gets to the puzzle first?
Oh, Team 1.
Team 1 still?
Yeah.
Who's lifting
Team 1?
Everybody else.
Well, Andy Dufresne, Richard Simmons, Happy Gilmore, Furiosa, Paul Schmecker.
Yeah, they'd be okay.
And Sergeant Osiris or Kirk Lazarus.
Yeah, they'd be all right. Okay, so they get to the puzzle first. By how much?
I'd say by half. I think half, maybe like a few seconds.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's
like,
going to be close.
I would think it would be close, too.
It's going to be close to
it'd
the puzzle.
Right. Yeah. And then who finishes the puzzle first?
That's where...
Team 2 can make it up in the chairlifting part because Arnold's there, right? That's their big strength.
Yeah.
But everything else for getting to the puzzle, like running there, Team 1 has the
team
advantage.
Team 1 is fast.
And then when we get to the puzzle for Team 2, you've got George, Miss Rafferty, Nurse Ratched, Ace, and Mr. Bean for puzzle work.
I mean, Ace is a detective.
He is a detective.
How can you say that?
But he is a detective, right? Come on, Jimmy.
So is Paul Smecker. What are you saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Paul Smecker and Ace Ventura. Like
this might be just one of those seasons where one team dominates.
I think it is.
It happens, right?
It happens.
And they'll get put together. But if it happens, right? Like, this might just be another Team 1 win.
Yeah. Like, and it has happened where you get streaks.
Let's call it a Lara Croft win.
Like, she's just built for this game. Charles did a good job.
Well,
Charles
okay.
picked Lara.
All right. It seems that we're kind of neck and neck here on agreeances. Do we want to roll for this one to leave it to chance?
Well, who do you think?
I'm with the group on this. Like, I think strength-wise, because it's team strength and not individual strength yet, I think it can go either way. I think it matters at the puzzle where you've got people who are hyper-focused, who after they've been lifting, now are the ones to do the puzzle. Because as soon as you...
Jack Slater's also a detective, by the way.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
so
he is.
So we picked a lot of detectives.
We're going to solve our way off the island.
Well, okay, so if you're flip-flop, if you're come see, come saw, Martin, what do you think?
I got to go with one again. Like, it's got to be one.
Because I'm in that boat, too. I think I'm just going to go Team 1.
All right. Well, I'm vetoed, so it is Team 1.
Team 1 wins
so
again.
Team 1
back
wins
to back.
The fishing gear.
Good for them.
All right. So Team 2 wins nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
They're going to tribal. Somebody might win an immunity.
No, I thought this was just a reward challenge. I thought we'd bring another tribal challenge after.
Yeah.
Immunity challenge is next for team immunity.
So we've got a fishing
kit.
Team
2 could have used that.
Team 2 definitely could have used that.
Team 2 is hungry now. Team 2's hungry, and they're mad.
Well, that's two losses, two rewards. We'll track the reward wins versus the reward and immunity. So that's 2 to Team 2 for reward so far.
Wow.
Or Team 1, sorry.
Yeah, Team 1 is dominating.
Team 1's got two rewards.
They have a team that's built for this, and that's just how we randomized it. We rolled it out beforehand. This is just how it came out.
Yeah, we didn't randomize like I randomize, where I'm just like, I tell you I randomize, and then I just pick. We actually randomized.
We rolled D20.
Okay, so next up on the list here on day 2 is our immunity challenge, which is team immunity. This one is titled, affectionately, Coconut Juice.
Of course it is.
This is the one that Shauna picked. Survivors must race to crack open coca. Shout out, Shauna.
Couldn't have done it without her.
No kidding. Because me and Jimmy were on the deck doing this.
We had a lot of questions.
And she had all the answers. So if you like this episode, it's because of my...
She structured it for us and made it make sense.
Yeah, way to go, partner. Survivors must race to crack open coconuts and obtain the juice inside them. Once they have some juice, they must maneuver through a series of obstacles, so obstacle course, and place the remaining juice in a tube. The first person slash tribe to fill up their tube wins.
Well, I'll tell you, Jack Slater's smashing those fucking coconuts.
Yeah, he's going to be number one on that for sure. He's
totally.
Number one on
who's
the
strong? Nobody's stronger here, right?
No.
So coconuts are open by him for sure.
So Team B, I think, takes an early lead.
They do. But you've got...
Wait, how does it work? Does each person crack a coconut, or does one person crack all the coconuts?
Yeah, survivors must race to open coconuts. So
I guess everyone's doing it.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we also have... I can't remember if we take somebody out for immunity, too.
Because they'd be ahead, too, right?
They'd be ahead.
Yeah,
well,
if this is
yeah.
a team challenge, you'd have to.
Yeah, so let's sit out,
so
Cameron.
Two people got to sit out.
No. We're just... No. Just one person has to sit out.
Oh, right. We're good. So,
you're
only
down one.
But you can't sit out two in a row, right?
Can't sit two in a row.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I can't. Richard Simmons.
Okay. Richard Simmons is out for... All right.
Athletic.
Oh, wait a minute.
But somebody's
Furiosa only has one. Does she have the robotic arm, or does she have just one?
Well, we didn't confirm, so let's say that she has
she
a...
She can't have a robot arm.
It's pre...
It's
pre-
gonna rust in the jungle.
Yeah.
She can't have a robot arm.
This is
arm.
Pre-accident.
Yeah.
This is just Furiosa's passion. And heart, not her physical.
That's right.
She doesn't have an arm?
No,
she has
one
arm.
She has two arms, but this is before she lost the one arm.
Yeah, we'll say that.
We're not redoing it to
she
canon.
Just can't have one arm.
All right, so Richard's going to sit out for immunity. All right. That said, let's go over team one first. Now that
Who's got coconut strength?
Sergeant Osiris?
I'd say, well, Lara Croft.
Yeah, natural.
Natural
girl,
build strength, yeah.
I mean, she doesn't seem like it, but Hit Girl has technique. She's
you're right.
Technique.
She can find a way to get it.
Yeah.
Well, and opening coconuts, I mean, is time consuming and a pain in the ass. But if you've got a sharp rock and some time, which
you can
you can do it, right? It's the problem with this challenge is you've got guys like Jack Slater who are like, you coconut, and all the juice goes out.
Right.
So the point of the challenge here is
get the most juice you can over
in your mouth and then spat out into the tube. So yes. You got the coconuts and you put them in the rum, but like
losers have to drink the tube after.
How much coconut juice is good? It's like toast.
That's a good point, because if he's just going full smash,
right?
Not going to get a lot of coconut water out of
it. No, you need some delicate. You need surgical precision.
Who else do they have?
The bride, Ferris Bueller, Nurse Ratched.
Bride could do it.
The bride could do it.
Yeah. Do you know why the bride could do it?
Wiggle your big toe.
Five finger death
no.
punch.
Yeah,
not
you're
just
right.
That, but also she also like the 1-inch punch.
Yeah. That's
she's got all the kung fu techniques.
This might be a team two challenge.
It might be a team
I think
two
it might
challenge.
Be a team two challenge.
All right.
And sorry, do they have to do a puzzle at all?
No, it's just first to fill the tube.
That's team two.
Team one.
I think they just have more talent at this one.
Hang on here. Andy Dufresne.
Happy
not Gilmore.
Necessarily good, no.
Cameron,
I don't think he's going to be a coconut smasher.
He's probably going
to
be like
he's going to be the one to lose it for the team if he has to go in.
Yeah,
he's allergic to coconut probably.
That's really funny.
Furiosa, Paul Schmecker, Hit Girl, Kirk Lazarus, Sergeant Osiris, and Lara Croft. Like
they're
I think
fine.
Anyone on this team can do it, but it won't be like they
as
can't
fast.
Do it exceptionally.
Yeah,
Lara Croft is probably and Hit Girl are probably the only ones who can do it the best on this team.
Sure.
I think if we look at who's the worst, Cameron will be the worst, and he's going to be the one to drag down the team, and that's what's going to lose it.
Agreed.
So I think if you look at team two, everyone can kind of do it.
Yeah, I like that.
Mr. Bean will accidentally do it.
He'll find a way.
Yeah, find a way to accidentally do it.
Think how much coconut water he could hold in his mouth. He'd fill it one shot.
You know what? That's a Mr. Bean sketch where he tries to do
Tell
it.
Tell me it isn't.
And then, like, every time he gets from the coconut to the tube, something gets in his way, and he keeps spitting it out.
Ace has a giant mouth, and there's no way he doesn't know how to get a coconut open.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So, for immunity.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. He is a detective.
This
line of the show. So for immunity, for coconut juice.
Team two.
All right. So, team one goes to trouble.
You know what?
Team two's got their first win. That's good. That's a good.
They needed it. Break that two game streak. Oh, it's over.
Yep.
We're back to even. So who's going home?
Tribal.
I think Richard it's Cameron, Simmons. Isn't it?
Well,
oh, Cameron. Cameron's going home.
Cameron sat out previously. Richard Simmons sat out this time. So historically, you sit out people that you know are weaker in the challenge.
Right. So would they necessarily want to get him out just because he's the weakest, or would they keep him in because he's a floater and they know he won't do any damage later?
Martin?
I think they right now you just want to get through to get to – you want people to help you get to the merge.
Yep. Yeah,
so
he's
not. So if the team keeps
that.
Winning, he's not doing anything, and you're going to keep going to tribal, you got to get rid of that dead weight. Because if he didn't have to – if like if he didn't could do something, he didn't have to sit out.
Yeah, you're right. A thing we missed. Do we?
I don't think people will go after stronger people until the merge. Like that's when you form alliances and be like, okay, let's get rid of the top people.
Do we think there would be any game or day one alliances? Do you think anybody on these teams would particularly get along?
Alliances at this point traditionally are to not make waves.
Okay.
To find a flow, right? You're shocked. Your system is shocked. You're in a place you don't know. You're with people you don't know. So it's not so much about alliance making, which does happen, right? They'll be like, hey, listen, I like you. Let's see how far we can go. Those conversations happen.
I think Laura Croft and Hit Girl would be...
Yeah. Okay. But great point. I like this. Like, keep going with this.
This happens on Big Brother. People will literally walk in the door and be like, we should be friends. We should do this from the beginning, not knowing anything about each other.
That does happen. They don't usually show it, though, because it's not as... There's also a TV show to make, right?
So, like, Laura Croft, Hit Girl, I think they're...
Yeah.
Personally, I think Ace Ventura, Mr. Bean, great friends.
Yeah,
oh,
I think so too.
How to be annoying?
Oh, they'd love each
other. They'd run a clinic.
Yeah.
Right? Between the two of them. Ferris.
One person speaks too much, one doesn't speak at all.
That's right. They're perfect for each other.
Odd couple.
Like Richard Simmons and Cameron. They would be friends.
No,
Cameron
would not be friends with Richard Simmons.
I don't know. Non-threatening, right? Like, and I could see
Richard Simmons is false Mecker.
Is
unlikely
Paul...
friendship. That's the odd couple.
That's the sleeper that you don't see coming. Who else? Let's see here. Furiosa and Ellen Ripley, best buds for life.
I could see them being
right.
Friends.
Like
yeah.
if you, they're like, I had to.
I see the four strong women as being like the
four horse women.
The four.
Yeah.
Alien. Mother's Milk. I'm just coming up with new horrible names.
Mother's Milk is a man
in The Boys, but also in Mad Max. Mother's Milk is water, right?
Fine. It's actual milk.
Yeah, is it milk?
No, it's actual milk. It's actual milk. Remember they had the women pumped.
That's right. Yeah,
beautiful.
cola is the water, liquid cola or whatever. Who cares?
Whatever. So we'll figure out if they go ahead anywhere from there.
Yeah. That being said, Team One has gone to Tribal. Who do we think?
It's Cameron, dude.
It's Cameron.
It's Cameron.
It's Cameron.
Yeah, no, I.
His dad's gonna be so mad.
Or yeah,
he was trying to win the prize and he picked the Ferrari. Right.
Well, no, he's just gonna now he's gonna try and delete all of his like travel documents to show he was never there. Just like how they like tried to reverse the kilometers on the Ferrari.
Yeah.
He's just gonna cover all of his internet breadcrumbs and be like, I was never there, Dad.
Never there. I wasn't on Survivor.
All right. I can see Cameron, and like that's a deadweight call, right? That's a guy who's sitting there. He's quiet. He's not really doing much.
And I don't know about you guys, but I can picture each character in what they wear in their media, but it's just like torn up a little bit. So I'm picturing Cameron in a Red Wings jersey with no sleeves.
In his boxers.
He's got his khakis cut off at the knee.
Oh,
maybe a headband
shit.
On kind of thing.
The headband is from the cut-up Red Wings jersey.
That's right.
And I mean, it's only so funny to hear him do his Mr. Rooney impression for so long. Or no, Ferris's dad's impression.
Where do you get all?
I'm going to have my daughter outside the school at 3 o'clock, otherwise we're going to have problems. Okay.
It sounded like Seinfeld.
It did. It very much did. Hey, listener, tell us what you think. Leave us a voicemail. Do I sound like Seinfeld when I try to do Mr. Rooney? President from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. School
principal.
Thank you. Principal. We're getting in the weeds. Are we done on day?
President
we done?
Of the school.
Yeah, Cameron.
Yeah,
day
he's
three.
Getting voted off.
Cameron's done.
Cameron's done. Cameron, go bye bye. All right.
Not a blowout.
No.
Yeah, that's true. We're tied again.
Day three, we have a found reward. We have an immunity idol
that lasts for
four episodes. Okay.
Ooh.
So you have to use it by episode 7.
So between the three of us, we'll decide whether that character would use the immunity idol at that given time.
Yeah. Well, who should get it?
We'll roll.
Who finds it? Oh, we want to roll?
It's random.
Okay.
Yeah. If finding an immunity idol is random in the show,
yeah,
It's got to be random year.
Perfect. So roll. And this is out of everybody who's remaining. So go ahead.
We have 9 people left, right?
We have 18 people left.
We got
going into today's
episode. Or 9 per team. So does each team get one or does...
No, this is a found individual immunity item.
So this person has it. They can either choose to tell people or they don't tell people.
But like there's one immunity individual immunity idol in each team, right?
No, there's multiple in the game. You just keep finding them.
They're just out and about if you find them or if they're given to you or if you win them.
Okay.
So I have rolled number 19. Who do we got?
19. Ferris found the fucking reward.
Ferris, of course he would, right? Like that's, I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that too.
And he's that piece of shit every time he's at tribal.
The white guy wills his way into the reward for the immunity item.
He totally does.
He doesn't tell anybody either, I think.
I don't think he's not. But he does look into the camera and go, it's so choice.
Yeah, he's breaking the fourth wall on Survivor. Well, no, he doesn't have to. It's a reality show.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's built for this. Shit.
Can you imagine his one-on-one with the camera after he found it? He's like, I'm going to kick Cameron's ass and he's going home. He doesn't even know he's sent home yet.
Oh, no.
Right? So, like, he's still thinking he's going to, like, buddy up with him maybe? I don't know.
Oh, no.
Fuck. All right.
All right. So Ferris has the immunity. He's not telling anybody.
He's not telling anybody. But he is, like, gaslighting people, I feel.
I think so.
I think at challenges, he would be like, man, has anybody found a reward yet or an immunity idol? You know, he'd just be bringing it up. Fucking with people. Imagine the day that everybody gets to send a letter and it's Sloane and she was like, you were a piece of shit the whole time. I want the world to know. Okay. So Ferris has got the idol.
What else we got this day? This is day 4? Day 3?
This is day 3.
Day 3.
And the reward challenge is a blanket, tarp, and pillows.
Anybody could use that. Each
team could use that.
Yeah. And it's a team thing. Like you get a tarp for your shelter. You get some pillows to rotate sleeping with, right? Like it's something from home. So the reward challenge. Shit. I didn't want to open that one. That's okay. The reward challenge, ladies and gentlemen.
On that screen. I'm just kidding.
Mike is just looking at porn. How does this help him with his notes?
The reward challenge is hot
moms.
When I watch
this video, it's day 4.
It's not the genre I wanted today. Okay, so we are playing Pigpen. Remember Pigpen?
Okay. Is this the one where they have to herd all the pigs?
Pigpen. No. Pigpen. Teams must race through a muddy pigpen in order to chase down their tribe-colored pigs. The first team to get 10 of their pigs back in their tribe pen wins reward.
Ooh, so they do have to herd the pigs.
They have to capture the pigs.
I had it.
Do they get to eat them after?
No. Wow. No.
You just smuggle one?
What's that under your sweater? Nothing.
I don't know. You lost one, I guess.
This is a pure strength challenge. Right? This is speed.
No, this is speed.
I think agility
like,
as well.
Yeah.
I think Hit Girl would be great at this.
Yeah. She's training. Laura Croft. Laura Croft as well, too. Ellen Ripley as well. I mean, dodging, evading xenomorphs. That's got to count for something.
That's a fair
Furiosa.
Furiosa dodging.
Let's not forget Kirk Lazarus playing Sergeant Osiris has to lead people. So
through the muck.
Heading things.
He's done these army drills before.
He has, but he was first of all unaware that they were real. So I don't know how aware he is of his environment.
It's method. He's method. He's not going to break character
It's not Kirk.
The commentary.
That's
no
right.
Breaking character to the commentary.
Do you know what it is? It's the redemption role that Robert Downey Jr. never knew he needed. That's what Kirk Lazarus is. Yeah, okay. Who else? Happy Gilmore? I mean...
I could see Team B just making a complete shit show out of this one. Just not really doing
Project
well.
Mayhem?
Falling all apart. Yeah, Project Mayhem not doing too great.
I think Miss Rafferty is probably just going to be like, call me when they're batting my knockers.
I could see her being a natural at this.
You think so?
Me too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Too.
Stumbling in with her legs all spread.
Van Dam splits it and blocks the whole side.
Yeah, now that I think about it, yeah, I think she could be an absolute pro at this.
You think Team 2 with the bride is going to suck at this? She's got ninja-like skills.
Fair enough.
Right?
Here's what I think about Team 2. You have two people who are very, very loud and commanding presences. Like Monica Geller and Nurse Ratched are just going to clash at this one. They're going to be both yelling commands. Everyone's going to be confused, and it's going to be a shit show.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Ace Ventura is just going to save them.
No, Ace Ventura can be good because he can crocodile Dundee it into it. He can like talk to them and
that's
make
true.
Them
that's
go
a
into
good
it.
Point.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Maybe
I mean,
is this
speaks
an
language.
Upset?
It might be an upset. Ace Ventura can just like automatically do it. Like he's a detective. a pet detective.
He's a pet detective. It actually works in this case.
He's the pig piper. All of a sudden, just all 10 of them just follow him into the pig. Everybody's like, all right, I guess we have to keep you now, Ace. Who wins?
Do we have to flip on this one?
I think Ace might take this. Like, I think he's the hidden weapon.
I'm in the middle.
This challenge is built for him.
You're in the middle?
I'm in the middle.
I'm...
It's tough.
Hang on, let me think.
Like Ace Ventura, but I think it's. I think this one. I think we should roll a dice because it's random.
I agree.
If there's 50, let's just roll a dice.
Because you're also playing against the pig, which if you're a big guy, you'd think like Jack Slater would grab a pig, but he's a big guy. He doesn't move as fast as Laura Croft or the Bride, right? So
and you're charging in mud.
This is true.
Shit,
you're in
right?
a pig pen. I think it's mud. I think shit would be.
Well, there's shit in a pig pen as well.
Shit would be fear factor.
So we are we rolling?
Let's roll it. Yeah.
We gotta roll.
So below 10, we'll do
one.
Do odds and evens. Odds and evens.
Odds and evens.
Odds and evens. Love it.
So odds will be team one. Evens will be team two.
Stroke it, sir.
It's a seven.
We
got odds.
Two?
So
team one
pulls it out.
Team one pulls it out.
We'll say it was very close.
Very close, though.
Team one gets it.
Yeah. No, that's the only way you got to decide it. All right. So they
pillows,
get.
Pillows, blankets. Another reward.
Another reward. That's three rewards.
Oh.
Three rewards to one immunity. That's where we're at right
so now. So now at this point, we have to keep in mind when they're doing the immunity challenges, like team one is rested and fed.
Fair enough.
Team two is malnourished. If there's physical rewards, like it's going to be hard.
You're right.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's where, and like you see them show up to the next challenge.
Looking worse for wear.
They're weak. Their blood sugar's low. It's hot.
Imagine Arnie. He doesn't have his protein right now.
He doesn't have steroids is really what's
Jack Slater's going to have issues.
Okay,
no
so.
Cigars? What the fuck?
He's going to be lean, not shredded after this.
So
lean
we have.
They're going to eat him.
I want one of those right now. All right, so day three, we are on to the immunity challenge. So this is the nut bucket.
That sounds gross.
Of course.
I can't remember.
Is there a muffin inside that bucket?
How do you want your muffin buttered, Martin? So Nut Bucket, also known as Sack Attack, is the tribal challenge that originated.
That's not better.
In Survivor Micronesia is where this came from.
Micropenis?
Micronesia.
Survivor Micropenis.
Where everybody has a small penis or a big clit. No.
Yeah.
So rules are a given number of contestants hold on to a rope.
Yeah.
So imagine this in your minds, kids. Holding on to a rope.
Pulling rope?
Connected to a large net, right? So you're angled and you're holding it. The remaining castaways attempt to shoot coconuts into the opposing tribe's nets.
Making it heavier.
Increasing the weight and making it heavier. So you've got a nothing net. And then you've got to hold up like 30 coconuts as the team fills it up.
Arnie's can fucking do
kill it.
When,
but he's tired.
Oh, hang on. When all members of one tribe have dropped their net, the challenge ends with the opposing tribe winning.
Right.
You're obviously
how do you get the coconuts into the nets?
They shoot them with like a slingshot?
You put the lime in the coconut.
Okay.
That's how. No.
What do they shoot it with?
You launch it like a shot, like a basketball.
Oh, you just take a basketball shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lob, a throw, a toss, whatever.
Okay, so who's got accurate aim with coconuts?
Me.
Who can throw them? How far of, like, is it like 30 feet?
That would definitely make a difference.
Schmecker's the only one I see on team one who's got any sort of aim because of having FBI training with a weapon.
It doesn't mean you can throw, though.
No, but it does mean you can focus on a target.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore's been putting it in the cup for years.
I could see him finding, like, a large stick.
Go to your bucket!
And just driving these in.
Yeah.
Shabba dabba doo.
This might be a Happy Gilmore challenge.
Hit Girl, I feel, gets too, like, for focus. Hit Girl, from what I remember from Kick-Ass, she's very, like, hyper. Very, like.
No one has to sit out. We're tied?
No, we're tied. Yeah, we're tied going into this challenge, so no one has to sit out. Andy Dufresne, I mean, is he really?
We haven't really seen anything that would show he'd be good at this. Maybe he'd be holding the sack.
Yeah, we don't have a math
he's
problem.
He's a big guy. Though. Like, I think
he'd be probably holding the net.
He's a big guy.
You want anchors on the net.
Yeah, you need. So how many can hold the net? I guess as many as you want, but then.
It didn't say.
Oh. I would assume as many as you want, but then that's less people throwing coconuts.
Which proves that that other team will have less people holding, which means
exactly.
So you'd want to have equal, right?
So I think they stick Arnie holding the net right at the start. So
yep.
And then when he says, okay, I need some help here, he can say that.
He asks Monica to come in.
Yeah.
No. You've got Arnie, and then for aim on team two, the bride, I would imagine, would have some good aim.
Yeah.
Nurse Ratchet.
Mm.
I mean, what do you need to? No aim. I mean, she's getting a vein. She's putting in medication.
No, that doesn't mean you're good at basketball.
I'm trying. I mean,
George Bailey can hold. Probably he'll probably be holding.
He's a tall guy. He can probably hold court.
He's probably got some hoops too, man. Like, you know, like,
think about it.
Right.
1950s hoops, though.
Right, like peach bucket.
Yeah, like not good hoops.
Chris, you maybe doesn't have that little thing in his bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, but you put the two of them out there, they're going to shoot the lights out all day long with Steph Curry. I mean,
he's
it's
got
not,
an immunity idol.
He has an immunity idol, so he can do whatever he wants,
he's
right?
He's good. He could play this either way.
Yeah, and he's got it till episode 7. Let's just remember that. Kids, if we missed that.
I just think Team 2 will have a longer or more chances to get coconuts into the bag because of Arnie's strength holding them.
I agree. Yeah, he knows what. Like, that's probably a workout for him in some way.
He can do it by himself for a while, and that's
so many
more
people. But
once
again, we also
people.
Have to imagine they're malnourished and they're tired.
True.
Yeah,
true.
And they don't have any rewards at all. So
nope.
They've gone with.
My question would be then: does having more people throw, and Arnie holding it, does that mean that they're going to have enough time to win this before the other team can finally overpower them from being malnourished?
Okay, so you've got Laura Croft, who's got food because they've probably gone fishing because they have fishing stuff, right?
Like nobody
they've
on the
fishing
team
since day one.
Yeah,
you know, and they have fire to cook it.
Yeah. And you get, I should mention, it is rice, guys. Like, rice is the base.
Yeah.
You're not mm-hmm. not eating, but you're eating a cup of rice. And we all know that, like, Jack Slater needs, like,
you need
12
food.
Steaks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul Schmecker, Furiosa, Ellen Ripley, Happy Gilmore.
Like, this team is good. This team is, like, they're not, like, full, but they're okay. They're not starving. You know what I mean? This team has energy.
So are we giving it based on the fact
that yeah.
like, yeah. Yeah, I don't
but
know.
Nobody's particularly good at throwing.
No, and I mean throwing a coconut in this environment.
There's weight to it. Like, it's not easy.
Like, I have a coconut basketball court outside, and it's a lot easier when you're on home court advantage
That's
than
right.
when you're on the, you know, on an island in Fiji. Okay, yeah. I think immunity goes to Project Mayhem.
Oh,
Do
you're going
agree?
Team 2?
I'm going team 2.
Team 1.
You're going team 1?
I got to break it then, don't I?
You do. Because we voiced it before we agreed on it. So, yeah, you do have to break it.
Because I do still have, because it's only been a couple of days. Like, I could still see Arnie having the strength to do that.
Oh, I agree.
I'm going team 2.
You're going team 2.
Yeah.
All right. So team 2 wins. Team 1 goes
it
to.
It hasn't been long enough for him to be that
yeah,
exhausted.
To lose muscle mass. John, I think, who's on this recent. Because
this would be his workout. He'd be so psyched.
Yeah.
Like, oh, finally.
He's got the pump.
Yeah,
he's,
exactly.
The pump in the morning. I come
He'd
in the morning.
Like letting it go and pulling it back.
I come in the evening. I come all day long. I got the pump in me all day.
Yeah, but that's not Arnie. That's Jack Slater.
I know.
Jack Slater.
More like
he
Jacked
do
Slater.
Jacked Slater.
He's putting on muscle team, while he's on this island.
That's
team
right.
one goes to immunity.
Team 1 goes to immunity. Fair
wow.
enough. Okay. All right. So, yeah. This is gonna have a
That's
somebody
two immunities
out
in a row for them.
No, it's been one. Well, no, we
two in a row, two in a row, two in a row.
Yeah. Oh, two in a row. Yes, all right.
They're
so,
about to lose someone else.
So we've lost Cameron.
Yeah.
I don't think Andy really did anything today.
He would have been holding the net.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So he's the
so
anchor.
You don't
yeah.
really want to kick him off just because he didn't hold the net.
All he had one job.
He had one job.
All right. Richard.
Who would have been bad at throwing?
Richard.
Richard.
I just feel that he does a lot of cardio and not a lot of upper body. Like, he was never
a
cut.
Support, a lot of moral support.
Yeah. Like, you can throw the coconut, and I believe in that you can throw the coconut, but I don't think he could throw the coconut.
I don't think Hickory would have been particular. Like, they're pretty heavy from what I imagine, and she's still like
but
a,
you look
an
at 11-year-old
kid.
Who's produced more for the team? Who's produced more for the team? I think
Hickory has, for sure.
Hickory, Furiosa, Laura Croft, and Ellen Ripley have been the big leaders so far.
I think Richard's going home.
Richard's going home. Happy going Gilmore? Home.
I think he would have been throwing
the coconuts
yeah,
with the stick.
Chipping
he would have found his
shots.
Way.
Yeah, he would have found his.
That was a Happy Gilmore challenge.
That was.
I like Richard Simmons.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Is that a runner room?
Yep.
Richard, go
the
home.
The tribe has spoken.
The tribe has spoken, Richard.
You'd think we would have said that long before.
What's
this
Jeff?
I was waiting for someone to say it, especially for the Survivor fan.
The tribe has spoken.
The tribe has spoken. Moving on. Okay.
Day four.
Sorry, guys. My tablet's an Amazon tablet. Fuck you, Jeff Bezos. Mm-hmm. Thing doesn't stay on the right tab when I'm in his Amazon Safari. It's the biggest piece of shit browser on the planet.
It's because of all that porn.
Day four. Reward is PB&J and coffee or tea.
God, Team 2 needs this so bad.
The Team 2 needs this bad.
Yeah, they do. There's sustenance, there's protein,
sugar. They'll be tired, but I think that Monica is going to want this.
Yeah, Monica's frizzy and angry.
So let's see what they
got
to do.
So
I mean, they got a chef on their team.
Literally.
That's right.
Of that PB&J.
She was a chef. She could totally updo that. No kidding. Good pull.
No gatherers.
No, all hunters.
All hunters, no gatherers.
No plants. This is a meat-based fucking tribe. So blind leading the blind. We were talking about communication earlier and Ratchet and Monica yelling out too much. So blind leading the blind is one castaway from each tribe would work as a caller, directing the blindfolded tribe mates, collecting items throughout a field, and returning them to the tribe's designated area. Once all the items have been gathered, a second portion of the challenge, typically a puzzle, would occur. The first tribe to complete the portion of the challenge would win.
So only one person is doing the calling. So that could work in their favor, big time.
Big time. Now, we got to sit somebody out because
there's going to be a big argument. It's going to either be Nurse Ratchet or Monica, and they're going to get into a fight.
Well, what if one of them
Hang on. Who are we sitting out first? Because they've got one more person than they should for fairness.
Bean?
Yeah, I think Bean's a good sit.
Yeah.
Bean's a sit. All right. So Bean's going to sit. And
Bean would not know how to take direction.
Right, it'd just be awful. Like they'd know that this isn't a game where he can fail upwards. I think
no.
There's too much standing.
Too much risk.
Peanut butter sandwiches.
There's actual food here.
Okay, so who do we think should be a caller for each team?
Either Monica or Nurse Ratchet.
Okay, so Team 2 will go Monica or Nurse Ratchet. I want to hear Monica's voice more than Nurse Ratchet's, personally.
Me too.
Like, when she speaks, I just want to kill myself.
Thinking about this, the tribe is voting for who they want, so would Nurse Ratchet be butthurt because she didn't get...
That could end up sending her home, too, if they lose.
Right?
Well, she gets pouty about it. Yeah, they'll send you home if you start getting shitty like that.
So you guys think that they would pick Monica?
I think they'd pick Monica.
Yeah. Monica, the way she is with Chandler on the show...
Yeah.
She's very good at putting that boy in line and having him find a target. I feel the same would equal here. So that's our caller for Project Mayhem. Pink
He's
Ladies.
Got a loud voice, too.
What do we think Pink Ladies should be? I think Happy Gilmore's a loud fuck.
Maybe Furiosa.
Move or I'll drive my giant truck over you.
Yeah.
Hit Girl. I would just like to hear Kirk Lazarus speak.
He is a drill sergeant.
Move over here.
Sergeant. He might know how to do it.
That's right. Yeah. He's very good at issuing commands.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And as someone who once did a drill
class.
He's
an actor. He's
an actor playing a sergeant. Yeah. So, I mean, he's got stage experience to do it. So he has the experience to tell people what to do.
At some point, we need to stop relying on his acting abilities so much.
He won Oscars.
I'm going to act my way off this
island. Kirk Lazarus won Oscars.
Paul Schmecker for a caller? No?
I think.
Could be.
I think Kirk takes it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's give it to Kirk. That commanding voice, the deep voice he's got. Even if he goes Australian and then breaks character.
No, he doesn't break character. He wouldn't. Doesn't break character. Don't even say that.
Fine.
Not till the DVD commentary. Then you can say that.
All right. So we have our callers. We have Sergeant Osiris and we have Monica Geller. Who do we think is getting through this challenge, like
who can take the good direction and understand,
right? Mr. Bean is sitting out, so it doesn't matter. Ace Ventura,
maybe not.
Jack Slater.
I think Ace Ventura might be.
I think
Nurse Ratchet's not sitting out. No. She would be butthurt and might sabotage it.
Just sit down while they're all chained together. They have to pull somebody.
Yeah, I could see her just being pouty about it.
George Bailey.
I think George can be okay at this, but there's no one that really stands out, is there?
No.
No one stands out.
This might be a role because...
Ferris?
I don't know. I feel like he's untrustworthy. I feel he might just lead them into the woods and then go skip the day.
They're going to drop the ball and it's going to be Monica's fault.
It is. And that's what happens is whoever the caller is gets blamed for this shit.
Damn.
I think there's more against Team 2 than there is against Team 1. And I think that's why Team 1 takes this challenge.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Do you guys agree?
Yeah, I agree with you. That sucks.
As much as Osiris, in the film, he is the most centered character.
He brings them together.
He's the one who's a little bit more serious about the event than everybody else is. So I feel that he would pull his bootstraps up and
they just have people that can take direction.
Yeah, they
and
do.
And do it well.
They do. Ellen Ripley, ex, like, around military.
All
Fury,
of them.
All
they,
of them. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It really
another
is.
Another reward challenge goes their way.
Andy was in prison. He's taking direction from prison guards. Happy Gilmore has takes direction from Bob Barker. Ellen Ripley. Yeah, you're right.
It goes their
team
way.
One. Team one, another win.
That sucks. Another reward.
That's four rewards in a row. Not
that's
a single reward.
It's just the immunity is the important challenge to win.
It is.
Like, the rewards are great to have, but the immunity is the important.
Knowing you're
to
not
win.
Going
gotta...
home every week is pretty nice.
It is a nice.
But we'll see what happens.
Okay, so they have got their PB&J.
Cool.
So they're fed.
They're fed.
Now they are fed.
Yeah.
For this immunity challenge. So imagine like they're at full strength, at day one strength.
No.
These guys are at day what three or four strength.
They
right
took
now.
A long rest.
Well. To look at it this way, guys. So it's 39 days traditionally, and we get 3 days per episode. So we are 12 days in.
Oy.
Okay, so this team two hasn't eaten for 12 days.
Yeah.
Basically
they've eaten
rice.
They've
yeah.
eaten rice. Rice, coconuts, fruit,
okay.
what have
Damn.
You. That's their shit. So day four brings us to Coconut Bowling,
of course.
Which was this was Jimmy's pick. Is it, it
this
made
sounds
sounds
like a team two game already.
So you are bowling with a coconut instead of a ball.
Of course.
And as first person to knock down your coconuts or your pins with your coconut wins. It's pretty simple shit.
Ace Ventura, probably natural bowler. Mr. Bean, I could see being fantastic at this.
Jack Slater, fantastic.
Just
that pure strength.
Dad energy.
Just so you know, each castaway would be randomly matched against another castaway okay. was given two rolls. Or each castaway is given two rolls. The castaway who knocks down the most pins on the next round wins. The remaining castaways would compete in another round so far. So basically,
so should we roll to see who would go against who and then decide who would win that matchup and then whoever wins more matchups takes it?
Yeah, I mean, we've
would
got,
that be how it goes?
Well, we've got to sit somebody out for this one because,
okay.
again.
So it can't be...
Yeah. Can't be Mr. Bean.
Can't be Mr. Bean. So Mr. Bean's in.
Yeah, Mr. Bean's
honestly,
in.
Honestly, I think that works in their favor.
Yeah.
I think it's Nurse Ratched.
Okay, Nurse Ratched goes for a sit.
Especially since she's being a pouty puss.
Yeah.
All right. So that said, for time, we could just take two people
yeah,
and mush this out a couple times.
Close
and
your
see
eyes,
where,
pick two.
Because it's the average of the scores, right?
Yeah.
All right, so my eyes
Let's
are closed.
Roll dice.
Yeah, there you go. Roll right. dice for who we're picking, and then we'll do three of those and move on.
Okay, we got three.
Three. So we still have – that's Laura Croft versus?
Shit. Oh, no, it's a 12.
That's a 12. That's Nurse Ratched. So Nurse Ratched bowling against Laura Croft.
Okay.
I think the only thing that
Nurse
Ratched – Nurse
Ratched's sitting out.
Oh, that's right. Okay, we got to roll again for Nurse Ratched. Laura Croft versus nine. Kirk Lazarus.
Are they on the same team?
They're on the same team.
six.
So Kirk Lazarus is the second one.
Ace Ventura. Same.
Different
team.
Different team.
So Laura Croft versus Ace Ventura?
Yep.
You can't tell me that Ace Ventura would lose this. There's no way he can't bowl.
You think he's an avid bowler?
Look at him. Look at him and tell me he wouldn't be fantastic at this. I don't care what Laura Croft does. There is nothing in the games that shows he would be good at bowling.
It's true.
Not that there's anything that shows Ace Ventura would be, but look at his ass.
You know what?
I don't know, man. We have no history that he's ever touched a bowling ball.
Maybe coconuts, though.
Even then, I don't know. If you go straight for just agility and strength and dexterity, I think Lara Croft takes it. If you just look at
bowling has none of those things.
But it's a coconut. It's a coconut. So you're just trying to fucking power it through the thing, right? You're trying to aim.
It's not an artifact. She doesn't have
it's
any emotional attachment to it.
Coordination and strength. Hand-eye coordination and strength. I think
why do I feel that Ace Ventura would be better just by the, like...
You're the decider here.
I know. And I think that Ace... I'm just trying to surmise something that he's done with an animal in some way, shape, or form that, well, he knows laces out is the proper way to kick a ball. So there's some sports for you.
There you go.
Finkel is Einhorn is Finkel. That doesn't fit. The Dolphin, the sequel... What's he doing in the sequel? He's trying to find the bat in the sequel, right? And there's spitting involved in the sequel. Aren't you supposed to spit on somebody's face?
Michael, there's steam coming out of your ears.
I know. I'm trying really hard to tie this together.
Are you going to explode? Did we just drop a logic bomb on Michael? And he's like, that doesn't compute. Michael is a robot.
Do we have to roll for
I think
this
we got to roll. Under all 10. Right. Under 10 is ace.
No, odds and evens.
Odds and evens. Okay. All right.
Evens is ace. Odds is Laura.
Evens is ace. Odds is Laura.
18.
It's even.
Ace wins it.
Ace wins it. All right,
it's down to the wire, but Ace pulls it out.
All right, so roll again for next round.
Okay.
Okay.
We have Kirk Lazarus for right, for team one, and then the second one.
18 again. 18 Man, I'm again. Rolling good today.
We can't
because already... Durden's gone home.
Oh, shit. Six again.
Okay, Ace Ventura. He's already won.
Two.
Furiosa. Same team.
Same team.
God damn it. 17.
17. Gone home. Nope. Sorry. Andy Dufresne. Same team, though.
Oh, my God. 13.
13. The Bride. Different team.
All right.
Kirk Lazarus versus The Bride.
We got there.
Okay. I feel that somewhere in her kung fu training, she's had ninja stars used or thrown, depending. Also, kung fu is an exact science. Five-finger death punch. All those things are accurate.
But I just said that for Lara Croft, and you ignored that.
I know.
So that argument should not count.
But I wanted Ace to win.
Look at Sergeant Osiris. He looks like he's a bowler.
What?
Right? How would he not be good at that?
He looks
like he's a killer.
I think Kirk Lazarus playing him would assume that he would bowl.
And, he
and then he would method
well.
Bowl.
Yeah.
What's method? How, method bowl?
Think about it, Mike.
I think Kirk Lazarus takes this.
I'm going Osiris as well.
Can't go full bowling.
You've been outvoted, my friend.
I have been, so I have no choice.
All right, Kirk Lazarus.
Yeah, for shut up.
The tribe has spoken.
Probst in the
corner. I used your exact logic bomb against you.
I know. I stopped overheating. Okay, so we got one each. We got Ace Ventura with one. We got Lazarus with one. So here's a tiebreaker, and we move on. Yeah, it's the cider. Okay, roll.
Two.
That's a Furiosa.
Goddamn.
Ooh, Furiosa on team one. Okay.
Yep.
And one.
That's Arnold and Furiosa.
Oh, Jack Slater.
Oh my God.
He's got major dad energy.
He does.
He does bowl
in an apocalypse.
And he's
future.
A cop. He's a cop.
He's a cop.
Cops have a bowling league.
Tell me he doesn't bowl.
All right. Team two
that's
takes
an easy
it.
Dub.
Team two takes it. So team two.
That's just the way it
one
is.
Goes to, what is going on? Team one is going to immunity again?
No, that was. Are we under?
This is an immunity challenge.
This is an immunity challenge. That's right.
Immunity challenges lost in a row.
That's
two.
Right.
And it's just bowling, right? Like it's not like they. They've been eating rice, but it's not like if you're malnourished, you can't bowl.
Oh, my God. Who's going home?
All right. So on fuck, who's going home? So Tyler Durden was sent home already. I don't feel like do we vote out who didn't get to play because they didn't roll into the scenario?
No, we're in team one. Team one is going home again.
Yeah, team one lost.
Oh, sorry. You're right. Fuck. Sorry, guys. All right. So then do we do that for team one?
I don't know what they do here.
So the four girls are basically going to vote out who goes because they're the tribe, right?
I think by this point we've discussed enough that's an alliance that's forming.
Yeah,
strong. Yeah.
They've realized
badass
they're the best.
Killers, right?
We haven't seen anything from Andy Dufresne, unfortunately. This
true.
Whole...
I know we haven't had an accounting problem yet.
I think
Altsmecker.
Is...
I would say there's nothing yet, but I mean,
potential.
Even then, he might have helped out with the puzzle stuff.
Yeah,
but okay. So who lost for bowling? It was
who dropped the ball.
Who dropped the ball?
It was honestly really close for all.
Right.
Of them. I mean,
yeah. Except for the Jack Slater one, but.
Yeah, the Slater one against who was that? Furiosa, but that was just
that was not fair.
No, wait a minute. So Ace Ventura and Jack Slater won.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh fuck. Okay.
Sergeant Osiris won, so he's staying.
He won, but he didn't like he technically he lost in our battle. So wouldn't
he won the battle, he lost the war.
Yeah. Okay, you're speaking in terms he would understand.
But he also helped win the immunity challenge from last one, or the reward challenge.
That's
so
true.
I think they sent Andy home this week.
I think they sent Andy home. We didn't see a lot from Andy yet.
Yeah.
So but at the same time, just so we're aware, at this point, you want to start maybe anchoring to somebody in your alliance who you know makes you look better. We're going into episode 5.
Is that Andy, though? Like, well, I feel like he's not dead weight, but he just isn't above either.
He's not more than, he's less than?
I don't think that's a floater. I think a floater doesn't do anything.
Andy Dufresne would have been a bowler.
Yeah, that's true. If he got a chance to shine, that would have been his time.
It would be done four rounds.
Him and Arnie should have bowled off.
Oh, that would have been a tough choice. But alas, here we are.
Alas, that wasn't it.
All right. That's another.
Sorry, Andy.
Andy Dufresne goes home.
Dufresne goes home.
And the tribe has spoken,
so
and we are
three immunity challenges.
Yeah.
Because
Ferris hasn't. Use his thing yet, right?
Ferris has to use it by episode 7. So on episode 7, we will roll for a scenario.
But he can use it before that as well.
He
like
could,
if he's nominated.
He totally could. Okay. If he's nominated, then that's his stay, right? So if we get there. Excuse me. So, Coconut Bowling.
Next day.
is over with. Day five, gentlemen.
Reward.
Reward is a bigger fishing kit, right? The first fishing kit that was given.
More people can fish.
More people can fish. You've got a spear gun this time. Where
God,
before
TV
you just have
this.
like a handle spear, right? Like a trident kind of thing.
God, unless it's just something they don't have to try very hard at, I don't see them winning.
So reward for this one is called Gang Hang.
Okay.
Gang Hang, also known as Vampire Bats, is the castaways have to hang on a bar for as long as they can without falling. Last person left hanging wins. This will be done as a tribe challenge, not a individual challenge.
Does anyone have to sit out?
In this scenario...
Oh, because it's all individuals, right? But they would still have more of a chance.
No, they
said
sit out two. You said sit out two.
So in this case, we'd have to sit out two for team two.
Wow.
Because...
So it can't be Nurse Ratchet because it can't be...
She sat out.
...in a row, right?
So, yeah, Nurse Ratchet and Mr. Bean have sat out so far.
But Mr. Bean could do it again. Do you think Monica sits out?
Yeah, if it's strength.
Monica's a lanky little bitch. Like, you know, love you, Monica, but like she's skinny. She's not.
I don't think she has a good core. You want a good core.
This is an upside down hang. I should rephrase my line insulting.
It's upside
here.
Down hang.
Yeah, it's an
upside.
So it's legs.
From your feet.
It's the blood to your head that's the problem here. So
maybe Jack Slater sits out.
Yeah, you know why?
Heavy.
A lot of work.
Easy. Okay. So
Slater sits out, and Rafferty.
No, this is her challenge.
This is her challenge. Okay.
Tell me this
George Bailey?
Challenge. George Bailey.
Another big guy?
Yeah.
So, okay.
All right. So there's two out. Okay.
Damn, when you said Colleen Rafferty, I think she might take this one.
I think Colleen, she might take it.
Who's going to beat her?
Okay,
maybe the bride?
Project Mayhem. Bride? You've got Monica left, Ratchet, Rafferty, Bueller, Ace Ventura. Those are who you have left.
I think, okay, so... Who do we think this comes down to?
Well, this comes down to it's a team. So we're doing it as a team challenge instead of an individual.
Kit Girl is light.
Yeah, that's true. She could hold herself upside down.
Kit Girl and Lara Croft, I think, are the two people who can.
And also
the bride.
Think about it like this too: like where you, the last person remaining, okay, is one on one essentially,
Colleen Rafferty,
and then whoever gives out first loses, and then the other team gets the spoils, right? So. You almost what Team Two's done is they've removed the two biggest guys.
Yeah,
but they have less people, so like the Pink Ladies can let a bunch of people fall.
No, you it's still even.
Well, it's. I should. Yeah, sorry, my math. We sent Andy Dufresne home. I'm fucked up now.
Yeah, like it's still even. I think it honestly just comes down to Colleen Rafferty versus the whole other team.
Yeah.
Like, tell me that's not it.
Because they would have done...
The bride, maybe, but I think it's Colleen Rafferty over the bride.
Are you saying Colleen Rafferty because...
We've heard the things she can do.
Or that's been done to her.
Exactly. Yeah. Limitless.
And this is Chinese torture, essentially. They used to hang you upside down until you passed
out. She's doing a Van Damme split, hanging upside down.
She's just going to one-up it and be like...
Her coot-coot is shooting out there.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to do the splits just so that... Yeah, okay.
With her coot-coot.
All right.
Team two wins a reward challenge.
So Happy Gilmore, Ellen Ripley, Furiosa.
They don't matter.
You think they are.
They could fall at any time. And Colleen's telling them that. It's like, oh, if you guys are done, you could be done. It's fine.
She'd be like, this is how they were batting my knockers.
If you guys could do that while I'm hanging here, that'd be great.
Her vagina's hanging out on this one, too. You know, like in the whole thing. Like, it's all hanging out.
Yeah, what does she call it? Her
coot shoot.
Her coot shoot.
I think that's enough to make Team A. Shake and fall.
Well, you're staring at that while you're upside down. So, I mean, that's
you have to deal with that. Colleen
wins. That's tough. That's two losses in a row for team one.
So she's staring at them while her coot shoots, staring at them as well, upside down, talking the whole time. Oh my God.
This is her challenge.
This is it.
Yeah, I agree.
She still has smokes somehow.
Yeah, like no matter.
she's having a cigarette.
Where did she get darts?
Having the whole conversation. And then the two fucking NASA agents show up. They're like, Colleen, we've been looking for you. She's like, I've been trying to win Survivor. Leave me alone.
Colleen,
look at my coochie.
Taken away this week.
Okay, so team two wins.
They
win the fishing gear.
That might mean more food for them.
That might
that
mean
it's
more.
It's going to be better for the immunity challenge. They're going to be a little bit better.
First reward, too.
A little bit better.
More people have gone home on one, but at the same time, they've won more than Team 2. Pink Ladies are winning more than Team 2, but Team 2 has more people than...
Well, and this was a smart challenge to sit Jack Slater, because now he's ready for the immunity challenge.
Yeah, he hasn't burnt calories and whatnot, so, okay.
Also, too, like, when do we merge?
I think eight or nine we merge. I think we're going to merge at 10, and then we're going to count down at that point to throw everybody off. I've got it written here. Okay, so...
Next challenge.
Next challenge. So that was...
Immunity.
That was reward. Yeah, immunity. Thank you.
Okay. Coot shoot. My girl Colleen Rafferty, baby.
That was a good pick, Martin.
Oh, I love her. She's one of my favorite SNL characters.
I could see her going very far in this.
Sorry, we're just waiting for the lovely Wi-Fi in the house to...
The porn.
No, the porn's not in the way. I just have too many tabs open.
No, the porn's loading.
There's too many tabs open. So, day five. We've given away the fishing gear. Immunity challenge is going to be Matt Finish. Matt Finish. Defined as castaways must race across a series of obstacles, sometimes having to collect a bag of balls along the way. They must then attempt to land each ball on a narrow perch. So do you remember when you guys were kids and you try to throw a ball and it would land on something very narrow and it would stay?
Yeah.
Or like the flip bottle challenge where it flipped. That's exactly what this is.
Okay. So, accuracy.
Accuracy and an obstacle course.
I think Team One takes it.
Yeah. This is a Team One challenge.
This is a Team One. All the way.
Yeah.
Like the four horsewomen will take this.
Okay.
Easily.
That's an easy one.
Who were we sitting out from
team two? It doesn't matter.
it doesn't matter.
We just jump over that.
I kind of agree because you've got Ellen, you've got Furiosa, you've got Hit Girl, and you've got Laura Croft still. This kind of challenge.
It's built for them.
It's built for them. We have.
They need it. And they need it. They're not malnourished because they have the fishing gear still.
Yep.
So basically we just need to talk out who do we think was a weak link for. So we need to figure out who was sitting out.
The nurse Ratchet.
Yeah, okay. Ratchet sat out the last one, so we'd have to sit out.
Didn't sit out the last one. George Bailey and Arnie did.
So Ratchet and Rafferty for this one to sit out?
Rafferty, I think, has earned a break.
Yeah. She just won for everybody. She
and then Ratchet would probably sit out.
Okay. All right. So that leaves Monica, George, Ferris,
Bean,
the bride, Bean.
How would anybody fuck up
this
challenge so bad that the team remembers this during voting?
Do you think Ferris would use his...
If he gets voted, do you think Ferris gets voted? Any votes in this one? I think he'd be fine
at the obstacle course.
Yeah, me too.
I think... He's a young kid.
Yeah, well, and we saw him run home.
Right? Yeah. He does get home faster. He's...
And he danced a twist and shout. I mean, he has energy.
Okay, yeah. So it's not Ferris. It might be Bean.
Well, Bean's just going to run off course.
Bean's taking his own damn course.
Right? And like Ace Ventura's whispering to some bird in the woods to grab it out of the air.
You're asking Bean to do a good hand-eye coordination thing. It's never going to work.
It's not going to happen.
There's not a single sketch
Or he nails it first try and thinks it's boring.
Yeah. Ace? What's Ace doing in any of this?
Ace is good. Like, remember in the second one, he was shooting the spitballs at the guy?
That's true. Yeah.
He's got hand-eye coordination. Yeah. He is a detective.
The bride, kung fu assassin, accuracy required.
She can throw knives and shit.
Yeah. George Bailey is an accountant, is a banker.
I don't see him doing well at this.
But he's tall.
Okay.
And to get to the beam, less of a throw.
Interesting.
Right?
Also, but Shaq, free throw, tall, worked against his favor.
Yeah, that's true. But
doesn't always mean good.
Shaq is Shaq. Shaq's not George Bailey.
But a professional athlete nonetheless.
That's true. Well, as professional as one can be at 7'3". In shape, not professional.
Personally, I think George Bailey's a weak link here.
Yeah, okay, all right. So that's two for this challenge. What about one?
Well, I think Jack Slater's the weak link.
Because, like, really, it's just throwing. Like, it's not
as... Oh, Team One won.
Team One, okay.
Yeah, so who's getting voted out, basically? Who's getting voted out in Team Two?
That's all we're figuring out here.
So George Bailey would have been useless.
Ratchet gets voted out because she's still hurt from...
That's true. Even though they sat her, they could still vote her out.
Yeah.
Well,
and I think there's some pettiness there, too.
Yeah, that could be a possibility.
Like, why get rid of George when the teams aren't getting merged yet?
Yeah.
And George is like...
George, for physical immunity, I mean, if it's a physical challenge, he can still contribute, whereas Nurse Ratchet really can't.
George, I feel you keep around for good family vibes, too. Like, he's a good, happy guy.
He's nice.
He's, you know, Mr. Potter. You know, these people aren't like evil bankers.
It can be done.
So, all right.
Yeah, I think Nurse Ratchet...
Nurse Ratchet goes home.
Tribe has spoken.
Fair enough.
And I'm sure she's upset that she didn't even get a chance to play in the competition.
As
but
she leaves, she's dosing everybody with medication.
It's just the way it is.
All right. Things will never be the same.
Oh, she gets to get counseling with Cameron now.
That's true. Yeah. They get to hang out in Ponderosa and talk about their feelings.
Inferiosa.
Inferiosa with Ponderosa. Okay, so this was fun. We had the member swap on this one, remember?
Oh, it's trade day.
It's trade day, Martin. Ooh, this is one of the couple surprises. So one from one. One from two goes to one. One from one
and
goes to two.
They all have to agree or someone can volunteer. Like,
yep, it's up to you.
Shauna said usually someone volunteers.
I think team one's trading Happy Gilmore.
Do you think he doesn't feel like he belongs with them?
I think he feels that golf doesn't compare to any of the things that our remaining members have done.
Well, at the same time, I could see him volunteering himself.
Osiris has been in war. Laura Croft steals cool shit. Hit Girl's a superhero.
They're staying together. Right? None of them are leaving.
They all have a thing in common where they're all somewhat like badasses.
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore.
And not in a way that would clash either.
Right? They all understand the mission.
The main goal.
Yeah. Happy Gilmore is golf. That's solo. That's not somebody who's a team player, right?
So who's team two trading?
So who do we trade? Happy Gilmore to team two, and then who goes to team one? We have
Bean.
Bean is the obvious giveaway. Is there anybody else who strategically makes more sense?
I was going to say George Bailey, but Bean.
Do you think he would offer to be traded because he knows he might be going home next week?
Well, yeah, but
we haven't even seen anything from George Bailey yet, right? So
no, we haven't.
I could see him volunteering also.
I could see him being like, I'll do it for the family.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monica Geller is like, I'm not leaving. I want to win. I want
to win.
Yeah.
So maybe George for Happy.
George, I think George for Happy.
Okay. All right.
Okay, I'm switching it up.
Me too.
Wow. Big deadline day deal.
All right. So there is our trade.
George Bailey has been traded to the Pink Ladies for Happy Gilmore in a first overall pick.
Okay.
What were the owners thinking?
Oh, no. For the cash considerations and a washing
Fiji's
machine.
Screaming at the ownership. Okay, so we've got a reward. We've got pizza and Pick-A-Pop.
Wow.
Shout out to Pick-A-Pop. We love Pick-A-Pop.
Again, Team 2 could use it.
Team 2 could definitely
but
use
they
it.
They are tired.
They are very tired.
Oh, they get that because Monica's a chef, so they're catching fish now.
Yeah, they are.
So they're still, they're still not as great, but you know,
one has to sit out. Right?
One has to sit out from Team 2 because they have more.
Well, let's read the challenge.
So the challenge for the reward is by any means necessary.
This sounds like a team.
Sounds like a Team 1 challenge already.
Okay.
I don't even see them eating the pizza, though.
By any means necessary is one of the most physical challenges. Members of each tribe will race out to a marker, a marked location, and dig up a bag. The castaways then compete to return the bag to their tribe's mat. The first person to touch the tribe mat with a hand on the bag scores a point for their team. The first tribe to win a given number of rounds wins the challenge. Now, there is usually some sort of thing that they've got to pull.
Okay.
So you've got to hang on to the mat or the ring or whatever object it is that you have while you're tagging at the same time.
And everyone's like fighting.
Everybody can grab, pull, jump. You can do anything but pull their suit off.
Yeah.
And screw with like pain. But whatever you can do to stop them physically. So this is 100% a physical challenge. Does not matter.
I think it's one.
Anything.
One takes it. They're fighters. I mean,
they're fighters, and all of them together can take down Arnie.
Yes, yeah. And I've seen that happen because this year, John, Big John, hipster Chris Hemsworth, would do things that no Survivor player has ever done, which is like throw people onto the land when they're not swimming fast enough. And in this case, he required 3 to 4 people to stop him.
Yeah.
So at this point, when you take out Jack Slater,
that distracts them too.
It does, because
Ferris is sneaky good.
Yeah, I mean, he would probably have some sort of what's that device? Where like all the things.
Well, I'm just saying,
together.
If they're all focused on Jack Slater, who's watching Ferris?
Nobody,
that's
your bait
and
switch.
And that's
remember,
a problem.
They have to sit somebody out. Do they have to swim out to somewhere?
Yeah, they swim out to a marker.
I don't think
Jack
Slater is the swimmer in this one. They're sitting him out.
But no, he's the strength though.
He's the strength once you get to the land.
Yeah,
sure.
Oh.
Bean is nothing. In this one, I think.
And Bean hasn't sat out the last one, so he could sit out again.
He could sit.
All right, so Bean sits.
I think Jack Slater will be too slow to catch any of these girls.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, okay, and if the girls' team, like, it's a team
and
effort,
remember,
right?
They're doing pretty good energy-wise.
Yeah.
They're fed. They can do bursts of energy. Martin's right. We've barely fed Big Iron. And
they just started, but even then, they're just like, you know what? They're not used to.
Well, yeah, and all they have
just
is
got fish for the first time.
Yeah. There you go. He's had a fucking red snapper 24 hours ago. It's gone through him.
Yeah,
he's
I think
not,
this
he's
is
not, he's
team
not shredded. He's
it's
know?
A physical. It's a team one challenge.
It is a team one challenge. I
no one's
going
to be able to tackle Hit Girl.
No, not and Furiosa. I mean,
not going to happen.
Ellen Ripley. Nope. You need to be a xenomorph or
even the xenomorph failed.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually. And
three
George,
times.
What's George
Four
doing?
Times.
George is now on
George
team one.
George doesn't matter at this one.
George doesn't
George
matter.
Is the, George yeah. is the blocker, I guess, right? He's the
yeah,
blocker.
He's just in the way.
So pizza and pop to our favorite pink ladies.
George Bailey just gets fed now. Yeah. he won this trade.
He did win this trade.
The
that's
real
why
winner
like,
of
I'm
the
gonna, I want to get fed.
I want to volunteer to be nice.
This is really hungry.
Make me tribute.
Jack Slater takes all the food.
All right, so Any Means Necessary, pizza and pop goes to the pink ladies.
Immunity
today is Barrel of Monkeys. Barrel of Monkeys consists of small plastic monkeys in a cup. No, I'm kidding. One or two castaways are placed inside a barrel and pushed through a course by their tribe mates, collecting items along the way. The first tribe to finish the course wins. You are literally rolled around in a barrel sideways. You have to stay
Hit
in.
Hit Girl's in the barrel.
Hit Girl's in the barrel.
Okay.
I think she wins.
For sure.
Bean's in the barrel.
Bean or Ferris? Ferris is tiny
Beans
fuck.
Bean's in the barrel.
Bean's in the barrel?
Bean's in the barrel, no doubt.
Is it a new game?
You can't.
Who wants to collect the things, Michael?
The rest of the remaining team. And at this point, we have to sit out somebody from.
No, it's tied.
No, it's not.
It's not, oh, right, because it's immunity.
They're up
immunity.
By one.
So we got to set somebody
one.
Up from Team 2 from Project Mayhem.
And we sat Mr. Bean out last round.
Yeah.
For
so he's got to be in the barrel.
Mr. Bean is in the barrel. Okay, fair enough. Who's sitting out, though?
Monica?
Yeah, Monica hasn't sat out at all yet. It would only be fair and make for a, you know.
Well, if you want a physical to push the barrel, you want everyone.
Yeah. Well, and you got Jack,
Happy,
who's just going to kick. Yeah. He's just going to kick the barrel, right? And then send Happy out to.
And they do not care for Bean safety at all.
No. Traditionally, a character that always fumbles and gets himself into some shit.
Okay. So I'd say even so far.
Yeah. All right. What about Pink Ladies? Who's going in the barrels?
Hit Girl.
Okay.
Hit
no
girl,
doubt.
Who's pushing?
Lightest.
Everybody else, right?
Yeah,
Everybody else.
Pretty
right?
much. I think George Bailey.
George Bailey's a pusher.
Yeah.
Osiris is a pusher.
Yeah. Paul Schmecker's a taker.
They might have some better pushers, though.
They do. Sergeant
like it's
Osiris.
Just, it's all about coordination, right? Who's going to be coordinated the most in this?
And well, and who can take a bunch of roles consistently,
Bean.
Right? Like, yeah. No, this
Bean.
Is. I think this is tied because both of these people could take being rolled around a course no problem, which
but
means.
But the coordination. It's about the coordination. Who can coordinate the roles?
I
the
think
best.
Both teams have enough people that could. It, all it is rolling a barrel, right? Like, you're not. Feats of strength are out. There's no accuracy. There's no coconuts. It's just.
But if one person's rolling too much and you're over rolling, then stopping the barrel.
I think
that's
so.
Gonna
I
be...
think Happy and Jack Slater could do a good job of just rolling.
I think Happy knows exactly how far something needs to roll.
That's true. He does have accuracy, not only strength, because to land it on the green is its own.
Right. Yeah. And then putt it in around a golf, like a putting green is a less filled obstacle course, so to speak. Right.
Do we have
so
to
do
roll?
We? Do we roll a dice?
Well, I think we roll a dice. Odds and evens.
Here we go.
All right. Tied?
Yeah, and it's only fair because the
evens are mayhem.
Pink ladies keep going to immunity, so maybe Project could go this time, hopefully.
Odds for the ladies.
Odds for the
ladies. Ooh, the ladies take it.
The ladies take it.
All right, so
it's
team,
gonna be tied.
Team 2, Project Mayhem.
It's not a blowout.
So we're going to tribal.
Yeah. As we probably should.
As we probably should. That being said, we know
does
that.
Does Ferris use his?
Does Ferris? Well, it's okay. So, what did
Who
Ferris
votes?
Do here? Did Ferris really do anything? Do
I
you think
Ferris is worried he might be going home.
But he has to use it beforehand or after?
He has to use it by 7 or on 7. So
no, but I meant like when during the voting round, he has to use it before the votes are tallied, right?
Nope. They
or use it anytime.
They put everybody's votes up, and then he goes, "Oh, Jeff. I have something that I want
to
show."
But he doesn't. It doesn't matter. He doesn't have to use it.
Yeah.
Unless he gets votes.
I don't think he has anyone on this team that he's particularly close with. I think that he didn't really do much in the last competition. It's not Bean was in the barrel. Bean was in the barrel. Ferris wasn't in the barrel. Bueller in the barrel. No, that's Bean in the barrel.
It's Bean. I like Beans.
I think he'd be worried that he might be going home.
I don't see him being the because he looks out for himself. Let's
he might
look
just
at him.
Vote
right?
Happy like, because.
But happened
outside member.
But yeah, he's an outside member, but he pulled his weight because he's got accuracy during the barrel roll, right?
He can do things.
I think Ferris just kind of sat back and was like, meh, I'm just going to kick it a little bit. Because
so who's running this team? Let's take a look at the alliances. Who's going to be an alliance at this point?
I think Monica and Jack Slater.
Yeah, yeah,
the bride for sure. The Monica, the bride, and Jack Slater. Yeah. They're like the strongest members on the team.
Do we go into individuals after this week?
We go into individuals.
Because I'm going to throw something out there. What if they vote out Jack Slater? Because if they're going to individuals next week, he's strong as hell. I think
they don't know that. They don't know that. We shouldn't know that either.
Oh, that's fair.
Right? They only announce it after.
Yeah, Mike, do they know that on the show or not?
We go into merge on 8, and we are in 6 finishing now.
But do the cast members know?
Do the cast members know when they're going to merge?
Yeah.
They have a feeling because
they don't know for sure.
They don't, yeah, like they know based on when they film.
My idea still stands. I think that they know that it's coming up soon.
Yep.
And vote out Jack Slater?
I think they maybe someone considers it.
Well, okay, let's look at this here. Like Jack Slater's physically dominating, right? But yeah. He's not dominating in
enough
regards
that it's made a difference.
Reward or immunity. So he's heavyweight.
They don't have more rewards because of him.
He needs more rice than everybody else. He's done stuff, but he hasn't clinched. He hasn't done enough. So sending out a strong guy like that resets the team where now it's based on alliances instead of one guy.
I see Ferris as the mastermind here. Like,
I agree.
He's the one pulling the strings. But who is he going to get to be on his side? Like Colleen Rafferty, probably, Ferris.
Conspiracy theorist.
Ace Ventura. Yep. I would see that.
I could see him getting Mr. Bean on his side, too.
I don't think Monica, no, because Monica's too straight-edged.
Yeah.
I think he would trick Monica into like how he tricked Sloan out of school. I think
Monica is Cameron. Isn't it? Isn't that right? Like Cameron, Monica, same personality? Like, very serious?
No, Monica's very controlling and very anal.
Cameron's not very competitive.
He's not very competitive. She's competitive, but
I think Slater's going home.
I can't see him sticking around.
I think
around.
Ferris saves his own ass.
You can still run this with the bride too. You've still got strength. Like we're not. She hasn't really come up against anything yet.
I think Ferris. You're right, Martin. Ferris is smart enough to convince everybody that Slater's the real threat.
Yeah.
By
he's
saying
probably
he's
more easy on his side.
He's literally dead weight.
That's right.
Okay. All right. So
Slater's going home. That's perfect. A shocker. We're getting a lot of tweets about that one.
Yeah. Yeah. And at any point in this episode, kids, if you decide that you're like, I have something to say.
Here's what actually should have happened on your hypothetical survival.
Yeah, all you got to do is just go to the link in our bio on our Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter page and click leave a voicemail. And then you can be like, I think you guys fucked up here. And then on that episode, when we listen to that voicemail of yours, we'll play it and then we'll talk about it. And, you know, you'll be a part of the show.
Pink ladies are up 1.
It's tied now, isn't it? Is it tied?
1-2.
Oh, you're right.
No, it's 2-3. We've got. So Andy Dufresne is gone. Richard Simmons is gone. Cam is gone. And Tyler Durden's gone.
Just count how many are left.
Last action. 1-2-3-4-5-6. 1-2-3-4-5-6. Yeah, we are at the same. Sorry. No, we're at Pink Ladies have 7. Project Mayhem is 6.
Okay.
No, it's
should,
tied,
I
right?
thought it should be tied.
Okay, we
it's
voted
tied.
Out Andy Dufresne yeah. on Team
There's
1.
Three.
We voted out Richard Simmons, and we voted out Cameron.
Yep.
Team 2, we voted out Tyler Durden, and Last Action Hero.
No, Nurse Ratched.
Oh, Nurse Ratched. Sorry. Ratched, sorry, it was a faint line. My mistake. Thank you, guys. Okay, so yeah, we are even. You are totally right about that.
Tie.
So on to day number...
6 each.
7?
Day number 7, yeah. So found advantage must be played. So we need to keep in mind that anything that revolves around Ferris today.
He's got to play it or don't.
Or he loses it, right?
Yeah.
Now, found immunity idol, Martin, just for you and everybody else who's not a like hard Survivor fan, can be played for somebody else just as much as a one immunity can be played for somebody else.
Yeah.
So, for example, if we think that the alliance between Ferris and this person who might go home on this day, you can play it for them. Keep them around. We got to restart. So, day 7 reward challenge is Dear Liza. Dear Liza. There's a hole in the bucket. This is exactly what it is. You got to fill up a bucket that's full of multiple holes.
Big bucket.
Fucking, like, I think it's probably like 60-gallon bucket.
This is going to be tough without Arnie.
We just sat home this
feeling that. Yeah.
Yeah, but he hasn't eaten anything, so it doesn't fucking matter.
Also, less
right?
food to give, right?
Yeah.
Arnie's eating true. Less, so more food to go around.
And you know what? Maybe as a team, they'll be able to pull this one together.
Each tribe will race to fill a large bucket with several holes in the side with water. They will then transport the bucket through a series of obstacles and dispose the water into a large trough. First tribe to fill their trough to their line and raise their flag wins. So
it's hard to argue for two.
It is hard to argue for two on this one. This is only reward, right? So
now we're down to people who are tough, but they're not big with strength, right?
Like, I'm sure Happy could like.
What are they winning? Sorry, what are they winning?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Reward today. This tab doesn't want to stay up. That's why I keep going back and forth. Reward for today.
Just like my erections.
Wow.
Reward for today is going to be... Oh, did we? Shit. Was this where we decided? No, we weren't going to do that. I remember that. Reward for today will be spa day. So, yeah, that's what we'll do. We didn't put it down, but I remember this is where it was supposed to be. So spa day is a day to reset. You get a shower. You get towels.
Ooh,
you get to
two,
clean.
Team
right?
It's going to kill for this.
Like you get to feel like a human again for about
Paul
24
Snecker.
Hours, right? So in regards to that, I think Team 1 takes this. Do we even need to talk about it? Like Monica Geller, small arms, Miss Rafferty,
one.
Right?
Team 1's just built for these. Until we get the merge going again,
yeah.
it's going
to
be tough.
It is. It is. Had like we decided to vote out Fury, like it really is.
Yeah, if we kicked out Ferris, then maybe it's close-ish, but for the time being, it's just Team 1.
I've seen multiple episodes and seasons go like this where you're just like, fuck, come on, guys, stand up, do something, and then
they're still
the merge.
Doing well. Like, it's tied.
As long as they're in the game, they're fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's tied in regards to the fact that
they've
sharing...
won the games that mattered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just this is going to be how it is until they merge.
Yeah. One team
so
has
team
the
one takes it. Team one is
yeah.
George Bailey wins again.
I got a spot. Man, this trade has worked out for me.
Yeah, so like Furiosa gets to go get her head washed, and Paul Schmecker gets to go get pampered, and Hit Girl gets to get a new suit. And
yeah, everybody's looking fresh.
Everybody's looking pomper, right? Okay, so fair enough. Day 7 immunity challenge is get hooked.
Get hooked, baby.
Fishing?
I can't remember.
Tom Hanks fucks a mermaid.
one
called Wanda.
One player lies on a cradle supported by bungee ropes. The other three members of their team use ropes to pull around a box-like structure to grab 15 numbered flags, one at a time, and then place them into the corresponding holders.
Okay.
So what you're doing is you're holding this log, and it's trapped inside of this obstacle course, and you have to maneuver the log through it by holding cords at each end so it balances, and then out it comes.
Okay.
Right? So
I think it's a team one.
Well, this is one of those communication challenges where one person's guiding a thing and everybody else is like left, left, right, right, higher, lower, right? Monica, Nurse Ratchet's gone. Monica's the shot caller on this.
Sergeant Osiris.
we're back to this again.
We're back to that.
It's the same thing.
It is.
Who won the last one? Who won the last one?
Okay. But now that we're down some people here, Monica's going to be yelling at Happy, Ferris, the bride, Ace, and Mr. Bean. Is that?
I think it's team one again.
You think it's
team
one again?
Wins this.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, the bride will do well, but Mr. Bean and also Happy, Ace Ventura. Ooh.
It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, no, I can't argue against the stack that I keep looking down against. I'm like,
they
oh,
try.
Yeah.
They're just not good.
Okay, so team two doesn't win. Team one wins. That's another.
Now who's going home for
immunity?
Team two?
Okay, so
does Ferris use it
Monica,
now?
Monica goes home.
Wow, well, she was the shot caller.
She was the shot caller.
She gets blamed, and she's not really doing much.
Yeah.
Now, same thing as Arnie.
Does Ferris play
his immunity?
His immunity idol
no,
for Monica.
No, he doesn't save her.
He doesn't save her?
I don't think so.
Even though
he doesn't want the people to know, because when we go into individual, like he's just gonna like no one had it, so
yeah.
He's not gonna have that. Strike on his record.
True.
That's right.
But
I don't think he does it.
This is how you make an alliance with somebody once the merge happens. Because if you're going into the merge cold, saving somebody, they now owe you.
But is Monica somebody you would...
No, I don't think so. I think she's going to get voted out next one.
Keep
anyways.
In mind that winning Survivor is about big moves, screwy plays, and being evil. That's how you get respect.
He is evil.
Should he save her and lie and then throw her under the bus?
He can't be voted out if he saves her.
Well, okay, we're arguing who should go home. So whoever we pick goes home. We have to weigh that against, does Ferris save them because he can, or does he not play it at all?
Right, but I'm asking if he does save Monica.
Yep.
Somebody else
has to go home. Can that be Ferris?
Well, first of all, do we think Monica should stay? Because then we can decide.
I don't think he would save her. I don't think he would save her?
I don't think he would save her either.
I think he spent his time convincing everyone else to get rid of Arnie, who was actually friends with Monica.
Okay.
I don't think they would be tight at all.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I could see Monica appealing people, right? And then if Ferris, because Ferris uses people's shit to his advantage,
he
right?
does fuck around.
So you got to remember that, like, he got everybody at school believing that he was sick when he wasn't.
Why
wouldn't he make a big play? Save Monica, screw over his alliance because they all have to agree it's Monica.
You flip me.
Right? And then, okay, so now that Ferris, for example, you're with me?
Saves Monica. I'm on your side.
All right. Sorry, Martin. Ferris saves.
I don't think he'd do it. Like, he's going to jeopardize everybody else for screw everybody.
Yes.
Like, he needs everyone else's votes for the actual.
But I'm weighing this against Monica screwing over Happy, or sorry, Ferris screwing over Happy. The bride, Ace, and Mr. Bean. I don't think that's a big screw. If he was on
they
team...
They aren't threats.
They aren't threats. If he was on team one, I don't think he would do this because they would just
chew
him up.
And the merch, he needs that. The easier votes to get is on your team for the merch, and he wants as many people on his side. And if he does this play, it's a stupid play. If he does this play, then he's going to lose votes for the merge.
That's true.
That's true.
But are we thinking Ferris would think strategically, or are we thinking Ferris would think, I'm going to screw around?
No, he still wants to win. Right?
That's like, true.
Winning is winning, yeah.
He would still want to win.
Okay, so then he doesn't save Monica.
He doesn't save Monica.
Idol's dead.
Like this was, if
does
he
save
this,
anybody? Does he save anybody else then?
Like this would be a Tyler Durden move. We're talking about Tyler Durden. If he was here, that would be his move to just fuck shit up. But Ferris Bueller won't just do that. He still wants to win. Tyler Durden doesn't care about winning.
Yeah.
Okay. So
Monica's gone.
Monica's gone. Fair enough. Sorry, Mon.
How sad.
Excuse me. Fucking Mountain Dew just...
That's the chef.
Won't leave me alone.
But hopefully
tonight.
Someone got our recipes.
Okay.
The tribe has spoken.
Moving on. That was day number...
His immunity is gone, Ron, right?
We just killed day number 7 with Get Hooked, and we are on day 8. The tribes merge, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go. And that's a good play because he still has his votes.
Who?
Yep. Ferris.
Ferris.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He still has the people that would stick with him.
He has a lot of people coming with him, exactly. He doesn't have to play against Cameron.
Individual challenges
are now set up. A merge feast will take place. Everybody's basically going
to
get
back
drunk.
Back to full health.
Full health. One up. They got some hearts.
Full HP.
And they all sit and they get drunk and they all sing tales about all the shit that went on the previous 9 episodes.
I don't think George is going to win this one, but he is winning right
now. He is having a great time. He finally got to travel.
He's doing it.
He's in Fiji with his big suitcase.
ladies and gentlemen, we're just going to pause for a second and get some liquid. We will be right back after this lovely sound effect that transitions these points in the show. All right, so that's the merge, and I think we're going to call it this week on this one, ladies and gentlemen, and make you tune in next week for part 2. We'll leave you hanging. What do you say, Jimmy? Good idea?
I think it's a good idea.
Martin, what about?
Tell them who they have left.
Yeah, so walking through this.
Individual.
What's that? We can go over our tribe name. What's our tribe name?
So
that's what we can decide right now.
We can decide that right now, and you know what? In between now and next week, ladies and gentlemen, if you think that there's a better name and you want to get it into us, leave a voicemail for us by going to our link in our bio, hitting voicemail, and pressing play. It'll let you leave up to 90 seconds of audio. So the pink ladies that are left are George Bailey, Ellen Ripley, Furiosa, Paul Schmecker, Hit Girl, Sergeant Osiris, and Laura Croft. The remaining Project Mayhem members are Happy Gilmore, Miss Rafferty, Ferris Bueller, The Bride, Ace Ventura, and Mr. Bean. Next week, we will be merging into a full team, and as Martin said, if we can't come up with a name, please do it yourself.
I think it should be Pink Mayhem.
Pink Mayhem. I love it. Fuck it. If you can't beat, if you guys can't beat Pink Mayhem is the default.
You have three of your picks have been eliminated.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I don't want to scare you at all, but three of your picks are out.
I didn't really plan on wanting to, you know, win with my picks. I just want to pick the winner.
That's what they all say.
Yeah, no.
Neither did I. I didn't plan to win any. All my picks are still in this.
Yeah, Martin still has every single one of his.
All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a blast. I don't think we've got anything important to tell you. Please tune into the next episode. I know we wanted to do this in one sitting, but there was absolutely no way I think we could. We'd probably be here for 5 hours, and mm-hmm. Yeah, it's too nice outside. So, follow us, social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Instagram if you want to stay and know on everything we're doing, Facebook as well, Twitter a little bit less, and TikTok, I just, there's a video up there right now of me using a lightsaber as a penis as we're viewing Obi-Wan Kenobi, so if that's up your bag, follow us at Real Debaters, R-E-E-L, email the show, therealdebaters@gmail.com. I have been Michael Petro.
I grew up normal, unlike the Stranger Things kids.
And in Vancouver...
I'm still waiting to see some dinosaurs.
Watch all the movies, kids. See you next week. We're gone.
Spanish ladies.
And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, another Real Debaters production is in the can. Thank you so much for listening. If this is your first, second, third, fifth, 20th time, thank you so much. But thank you to the first timers, the ones here who pressed play for the first time and took a gamble on us. If you like what you heard today, the easiest thing to support the show is just to subscribe. Hit the like button, the follow button, whatever's in your podcast player. Make it so that we're always there every Wednesday for you, okay? That would be huge. If you want to stay in touch with us, if you want to follow us, there's a couple ways to do that. We're on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook. We're slowly migrating to YouTube by putting all of the things we've ever put on video onto that site. There's some surprises coming this year that happened a while ago, but I felt needed to be shared. Because they're part of the Debaterverse. So the YouTube page is coming. But if you want to follow us, it's at Real Debaters Pod on Twitter and Instagram. It's the Real Debaters Podcast on TikTok. All of the links, all of the one-click-away things are in the show notes that you've just listened to. So if you want to follow us there, that would be great, too. Because then you get to stay in the know of all the things that we do and what we're going to try to do this year and what we've done in the past, so on and so forth. Yeah, so that's how you stay in touch with us. If you want to contact us, it's therealdebaters@gmail.com. All the spelling for all these things is R-E-E-L to keep with the title of the show. So you can send an email to us there, request an episode, want to call out one of us for being a goofball. There's places to do that as well, too. Like the Real Debaters website, you can email us, or you can go straight to the website, rate us in Podchaser, therealdebaters.ca. And if you really, really liked what you heard and you want to support the show in some fashion that requires you spending money, well, we got a couple ways for you to do that as well, too. You can buy our merch at the Prop Shop. It's a store through Threadless, and it's online, and you can order stuff. We've got tons of stuff. We've got our Mass Debater wear there. It's our signature, original, and only line. It's all of our... It's our logo on everything. So you can support us that way. Go to the merch tab in the show notes. Or if you just got a buck and you're like, hey, I want to give you a buck and donate it to your cause, there is a tab in the show notes as well, too, that says donate to the Debaterverse, I think. And if you click on that, it takes you to our donation page where you can donate like $1, $3, and $5. And you'll get something for your $1, $3, or $5. Any more than that's just ludicrous. Luda. So... yeah, that's just kind of what I wanted to tell you, that what I said at the end of the show. This is what you should listen to, because this is all about who we are. And now that we've gotten to where we are, we want to interact with you guys more. So these are the ways to do so. This is the way to stay in touch with us. Thank you to everybody again who's listened to the show. Again, you pressed play. You took a chance. That's cool. So
without further ado, this is where I said I would talk more, so it's eggs on your face. No, I got nothing else for you. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week, and watch all them fucking movies. Bye-bye.